Menacing cloud of black people.
It is coming, brother, that will fall down to you. I will not raise you on ceiling, by the way.
Holy crap! Thank you so much, Hunter Reiser. Whoa! Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you. I love you, bro. Yeah, I've been running hot. I got something for you guys. I gotta turn another light on, too. Shit. Thank you so much.
Start the show, man. That's some booze. What just happened? Well, that was weird. Well, that just caught me in a pickle. Oh my gosh. That was not the opener I wanted. Oh gosh, what are we going to do? I always turn to one person when it's ready to get going and get the blood pumping. Where are you, Miss Bobert? Come on, Lauren Bobert, save us with your witch power. Where is you? I know you're around here somewhere. Yes. Let's go, everybody. All right.
New representative, Lauren Boebert, getting frisky. Have you ever gotten a movie theater hand job?
Yeah. Return the tank. Paperboy's out tonight. He'll be back tomorrow night with me.
I'm still here and looking for something.
There was light.
So many times I've been for you. I figured it out and now we're through.
Yeah.
I won't give up, I won't give in.
It's fairly obvious that you're with me.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? Let me get this out of my mouth because it's too big and slimy. Ugh. Oh, that's 2 points. So, everybody, it's Tankler on a Wednesday minus PG5K. He'll be here tomorrow night with me to talk some smack for a White Chad Thursday. We're going to totally fucking fascist Chad Thursday. We don't give a shit. It's going to be all about positivity, no black pilling. And the last thing we do is attack other people. Except faggots, Jews, nons, and all that good shit. How's my mic level? Sounds kind of good. Yeah, I'll just tell you, I step away sometimes. Why not step away? I've been real busy and tired. 10 toes up last night. Paperboy 5000 was on. I got some clips. Funny as shit. Saw the replay. What half of it, I guess. But you know, I've got my hobbies keeping me busy, and the forever back ordered Losi 22S sprint car that you can't find until June will be here Monday. How about that? That's right. 10 toes up and sleeping. And thank you again, Honda Reiser, for that donation. Holy shit. I appreciate it, man. Oh, yeah. It was very, very kind of you. I know you work fucking hard. You work harder than I do. Obviously, this is not work. Streaming is not work. Streaming is not work. You know, even like Devin Stack will tell you his best stream, he didn't spend a whole lot of time prepping for it. I don't want to start off negative, though, so I'll save that for later. Because I've got some daggone cool white guy shit stuff to tell you, man. Okay, so what's up, Bastion? That's white power. So, you know, got the dirt oval. And the infield, I was going to have the separate 1/18th scale dirt oval, like a little chili bowl. But I've got like a boat carport on the side of this shop, and it's perfect. So I'm going to build another oval here. And inside here in the shop, it's got the shop surface, really nice shop surface. But I'm making an oval just that I'm going to use pool noodles, but I'm building the oval and putting down sealer to give it some more traction, and I'm going to have a totally different setup, a different 1/18 scale chassis for street, and have the little sticky road tires on it. And that sounds all fun and like, man, dude, you're too old to be playing with toys. Actually, no, I'm going to actually fucking race RC cars for fun because my grandkids are into them. And my stepson's really into them. My stepdaughter's into them. My sons know how to fly drones for like, not both of them, but one of them, for like practicing NFL in Miami and the Miami Dolphins, Miami Hurricanes. Sporting events, drone piloting and stuff like that. But so I also am shopping for, so this is crazy. I got a sprint car coming, and I think that my wife already got me one too. And so that just means I can literally modify the shit out of one because the classes for it are for box class, right? So they don't want you to modify it except for with OEM parts, replacements when you break shit. So I can have the other one in Aquarius Fab LLC. I'm going to send it to him. I'm going to send it to him and say, send me the fucking bill, bro. Titanium chassis, titanium shock arms. And, oh, shit. Oh, I love being a dork. So I'm going to have one I can soup up, put like a 13.5. When I learn how to drive the other one and have one that I can race open class in whenever I learn how to drive it. But here, this is just part of it, guys. You know I'm a racing fanatic, okay? I love to combine things. I'm passionate about activism and dirt tracking and outdoors more than I am live streaming. Live streaming is another hobby of mine. It's something I do. It doesn't pay the bills. I don't want it to. You know, the Ben Tanklin Project is just white power all the way. You guys bought me a fucking phenomenal setup. I can't imagine what I could possibly do to improve things except learn. Oh, as a matter of fact, I didn't do it tonight. I've noticed that my gate on the mic, if I start a sentence a little with a soft syllable, it has a tendency sometimes to cut out if I'm mumbling. So either I need to fix it or I need to learn how to communicate more clearly and concisely. But, okay, so let's talk iRacing. Are you serious? Fucking iRacing, guys. I mentioned it on Sunday. Did you guys catch my Monday morning idiot? I streamed in the daytime. No shit. I was the only one on GTV, man. And I was streaming. And let me tell you something. I hate doing it because the daylight's out and I love to be outside and I've got too much going on. But I might do it on Monday mornings instead of Sunday nights and not have a Sunday or a Saturday stream at all because what I was about to say is I love combining. Well, yeah, fuck. Before that iRacing thing. Shit, see, I do this every night. I'm not a pro. I am just a dude. I'm not an entertainer. I'm a guy with time, resources, and energy and a passion for white people, and I hate Jews and nons. And I do live streams. I talk about news, name Jews, show clips, take sips of water. But I don't care if you have a shot of bourbon or a sip of bourbon. Don't overdo it. That's just bad for you. But you're grown. I'm telling you. I miss it. I haven't had a stiff bourbon neat the way I like it. Since March 17th, 2024. And that's because I'm an asshole. Could you imagine as hot as I've been running lately if I was drinking? Someone accused me of being drunk, which I don't mind because I do run a little. That's the thing. I only take so much because I do love to run even because I have my day to day and everything, but it just starts to fester. Like, you know, an ingrown hair, you think it's a pimple, and if you pick at it, it just keeps hurting more and more. But it's not a pimple. Don't pop it. Leave the fuck alone. Well, not me. I just dig at that bitch and I get running hot. But if I was drinking, I would really be, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have a stream key anymore. Shit, are you kidding me? Good night. Who's going tonight? Oh, you said nice. You know, I use CBD every which way but Monday. And everyone should. I'm telling you, it comes from the earth. And you have an endocannabinoid system in your anatomy, physiology. And if, when you deprive it, you deprive your anatomy, physiology, your biology, natural law, God, or whatever you believe made cannabis and made you. And you have an endocannabinoid system. I've been reading a lot of my food labels throughout life, and I haven't found cannabinoids in my food sources, right? So you don't have to get stoned all day to ingest cannabis. Remember, too, the delivery systems of all these things can hurt you. Nicotine is more harmful than CBD, which is cannabis. Isn't that crazy? But vaping nicotine is more harmful than vaping cannabis. Now, that's fucking crazy, man.
Bruh.
Smoking cannabis, which is bad for your lungs, is more harmful than drinking Coca-Cola every day. Like, you know, if you smoked a joint a day and drank one Coca-Cola every day, the body would become more negatively affected by the Coca-Cola than the cannabis. That's actually from the 1975 presidential report on marijuana, when Nixon was going to legalize it, and then someone got caught doing some cocaine or something, so they just phew. And yeah, weed, Schwarzwalder, weed is for niggers, because this is the thing. That's the connotation, is niggers sitting around smoking blunts, being stoned. It's their culture. It's not white man's culture. Ingesting things that come naturally is white man's culture. Being stoned is not. Our ancestors used mushrooms and made mead. That's not Jewish poison, right? Boom. It's crazy that cannabis grows on every continent except Antarctica, naturally, even in northern Alaska and northern Canada, called ruderalis. It's just strange to me that I see purity spiralers that'll fucking push raw milk, negate actual biology, because raw milk comes from a cow. I love it, man. Get more of it. It's healthy for you. But you don't have a cow system in your body. You have your mother's milk system. And once you're done with it, you actually don't need that anymore, ever. You don't. It's just healthy for you. It's good for you. There's benefits for it. But biologically, you're not made for it. That's just a fact. Isn't that strange? When you really think of natural law, you want to push natural order on shit, but you can cherry pick. I can cherry pick, too. Love cherry picking. It's the chalk game, niggers. And I win. I wake up every morning and I'm fucking going to win the day. I'm going to win the fucking day. And tobacco, let me tell you something. Nicotine is good for you. The delivery system could harm you. Chewing loose leaf tobacco right off the plant that you chop, dry, cure, even flavor, I guess, won't hurt you. You can order that shit. And it's not going to kill you nearly as fast as Red Man Golden Blend out of a pouch. But that shit tastes great. I haven't done it in so long, I miss it. And so, what I'm trying to say is, just don't tell anybody how to live your life. You know what's wrong and right. You know when you're overdoing things. You hold yourself accountable for these things. Because the darkness comes to light. Always. And so just be genuine with yourself, everyone. And that's why I'll never purity spiral, because if I make a stupid decision a year from now or 2 years from now or tomorrow or 5 days, you know, because you're only clean and sober one day at a time. It sounds cliche, but that's the truth. If I got drunk tomorrow, me saying I haven't had a nice, neat bourbon since, that's all out the window, right? And if I didn't tell you that I did take that tomorrow, I would literally just be a fucking paid actor. Thank you. So anyway, activism is something I love a lot more than live streaming. And I love dirt tracking. So combining the two is something that is just makes sense to me, right? Because I'm always around white people, very approachable white people, people that are in a good atmosphere. I'm not going to ruin their bad time either. You get them on the way out. I'm going to enjoy the race. If I strike up conversations with people and it comes to it, they're like, I've never seen you around here. Well, you know, I love racing, and I'm also, you know, trying to just talk to other good country folk about some shit that I got to get off my chest, and why not? You know, something like that. And just make those conversations, and like I always preach to you, read their face and their body language, you know. Let them tell you where it's going to go. What's up, Joshua 84 Betty? Let me say hi to White is Right. White is Right was doxxed the other night. Yagez, Joshua 84 Betty. White is Right is doing double duty. Retro Archives, my man. What's going on? I actually have, guys, I do have to put my sunglasses on. I'm sorry. I can show you the receipts. I've had a lot of IEDs, and I can actually have full fucking dark tint in my front windows if I want. I don't, because I don't want to get pulled over all the time and have to show them. Yes, I have very bad light sensitivity, and even get floaties if it's too bright. And I want to do. I'm gonna try to do. Maybe see if I can do a streams with just the shop lights on, turn these lights off, and see how it affects me, because I've even got my monitor turned down, because I want to look at you too. I want you guys to see me when I'm talking. I want you to see the look on my face and really see my eyes when I'm speaking to you. Tango Alpha Vector, the early bird. Stellar J, 1488. Bad Waffin. DLR's armband. Nose Noticer. What's going on? Cody TTO. Polar Beard, 88. Honda Ricer, 85. Thank you so much, my brother. From way up north. And Dad Diggers. Man, we got Okies in the house. You know what? Oklahoma Active Club's been active on Telegram. They've been doing it up. We're going to get to them. Oh, man. The chat is in the circle of death when I'm trying to get back to the regular. I'm seeing it move there. Good luck driving at night with that windshield. Yeah, I won't. Okay, so I'm just going to X this out and pop it back open. I'm sorry you got, man, see. Oh, there we go. I'm sorry you got docs White is Right. And I just, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to do, I'll help you out everything I can. Okay? Everything I can. And it's a small place. That's bullshit, man. I mean, like, look. Hail to the county. You know, I am a lineman for the county. Yeah, you ever hear that song? Was that Glenn Campbell? I am a lineman for the county. But, well, let's just stay out of that. I'll talk to you offline, White is Right. But so dirt tracking and activism. Of course, you got to know where you're going. I've got schedules, man. I share some events. There's a lot of good dirt tracks. And there's small towns, Friday nights, Saturday nights, Wednesday nights. And there is some great stuff going on. There's nothing better than watching a wing sprint car. Those dudes throw it in there. It's fucking dangerous. It's dangerous. It's not like stock car driving. It's like, yeah, go fast, turn left. No, go fast, slide left, turning right, going left, turning right. You know what I mean? Turn right to go left. And the wing sprint cars are doing it on banks at high fucking speed. And it is... it's the best. That's why I said, well, I'm going to get into this RC car stuff. I want to start out with sprint cars. And people are like, dude, they're hard to drive. Like a real sprint car. So anyway, that's what I'm going to be doing. Now, on Saturday, April the 19th, Hitler's birthday. I hope you guys all have a little activism of your own planned. You know, I do. Yes, I'll be hitting some signs, putting some signs, and doing my state park thing. You guys have seen my state park thing? You guys seen my state park thing? Not the 19th, the 20th. The 19th is the day I'm going out because Easter Sunday is his birthday. I'm sorry. The 19th on Easter weekend, Hitler's birthday weekend. The 19th, I'm going out and doing my thing. Hitler's birthday is on the 20th. Man, I feel like a retard because it's April 19th is another big day, though. April 19th is also the anniversary of Waco and the Oklahoma City Fed operations, the federal murders. Of course, Oklahoma City, the sheep dip, Timothy McVeigh. And then Waco, the murder of David Koresh and children and women and people who went to church. Sprint cars are for people that can't drive. Are you fucking kidding me? You know, when you so guys who drive rally at the highest levels, they line up when they get a chance to go on the track and drive a sprint car, and hardly any of them ever get all the way into it. Ever. As soon as you push it, it starts spinning. And to control that at 150 miles an hour on a half mile oval on dirt is slick. I mean, that's why the best NASCAR drivers, the best drivers always come from dirt. And I'm talking not Formula One, open wheel Formula One. That's a whole different thing. And it's not even my deal. I'll watch the NASCAR guys do it. I'll watch B mods do it, but I like stuff that is Southern. I'm a Southern man. I love stock cars, NASCARs. I even like the shit out west, ARCA, but just road car. I mean, I'm not a big fan of big open wheel races. Now, I've been to one live, and it was fucking unbelievable, too. At Nürburgring and at Rockingheimring in Germany, obviously. Oval is the shit. Yeah, you might learn to drift it, but not at a hunting. I mean, if everyone could do it, they would all be driving, because guys like Joe Gibbs go and Rick Hendrick, and they cherry pick the very best sprint car driver they can find, and they put them in their team. And then guys who win 3 and 4 NASCAR championships try to go race sprints, and they can't. They can't beat Justin Grant. They can't beat Kyle Larson and Christopher Bell on dirt. They can't beat Casey Kane on dirt, and he can't even get a ride in a stock car. But see, that's the thing, is they have a totally different skill set, and the adjustments on their car do not affect them as tremendously. But, you know, it's the same thing as the chalk game, where we all have our own thing, and that's what you love, and I can't stand it. And I love oval racing because, well, look, I mean, and look where you're at too. You're a northerner. I mean, of course you like open wheel road coursing. I'm like, you know, a southern man. You know, dirt tracks, Friday nights, Saturday nights, small towns. That's not a giant, huge course and people coming from all over the world to drive it. But that's the thing about, it's kind of like in Europe, club soccer. Like, everyone loves fucking soccer, football, because every little village, Schlicht, Bielsek, they all got their own fucking team, their club team of men. And they try out and they cut people, but they drink and smoke cigarettes at halftime. But that's kind of like the stock car racing of the South is like football in Germany. But I love it. So Now what's going to happen, Honda Ricer, is I'm getting a complete sim setup. E-racing. You know, I've told you about the RC stuff, but I'm going to get a sim racing setup. And that means I'm definitely going to want to try out some road courses and road racing and different road games, just fucking practicing and having fun. I'm talking, you know how I'm doing it. I'm talking full feedback, fucking drivers, fucking pedals, shifter, cockpit, monitor, everything. And so, yes, I'm going to do it. And the wife is on board. That's fucking crazy. Because she knows that I can't be, like, driving for real over the property and stuff all the time. I have a lot going on here. And so it just, I can fucking set that bad boy up. And I'm going to have its own, I'm going to have my own separate fucking computer for it. But I was telling Paperboy today, I said, listen, man, I could do some fucking streams and, like, it, obviously not have any donation links up unless it's for people that, like, the catfishes and weavers, you know, catfishes and weaver. But just have those. But, like, you can talk shit to each other. And so I could sit there and say, I wonder how long I'd last if I was saying the corrupt Jewish media have characterized these informational. I could get one of those teleprompters and put some shit up and even soften it up for words to not get banned and just sit there while I'm racing, not caring how I'm placing, and fucking read shocking facts about Jewish subversion, immigration, AIPAC, and all that shit during a fucking NASCAR race, man. That would be fun as shit. Don't you think that would be cool? I mean, if I went on there and just started calling people nigger, I'd get banned. But I'm sure there's got to be a place where that goes on. Like, I guarantee it, there are uncensored iRacing leagues. And no, here's the crazy thing about iRacing. There's literally people out there that's business is painting, is coding your paint schemes and wraps for your iRacing car, teaching you, coaching you how to drive. No shit. And even setups. Setups for your specific fucking track, qualifying and race. Long run and short run set. It's fucking nuts. So you know what? I think I'm going to do it, man. I'll be the real racist racer. The racist racer. Come in. Hey, and driving the number 88. And driving the number 88. Goyim TV Ford. Nope. I have to ask Aquarius Fab LLC. Like, hey, actually, I don't want a penny for it, but can I use it so I can actually say it? Because they'll ban me for Goyim TV. Driving the number 88, Aquarius Fab LLC, Dr. Tom's Hillbilly Magic. Kite Flyer. Who else is in there? Peppercave.com. Ford. It's the racist racer, Ben Tanklin. How much is it? Like, I just priced the whole thing with monitors today to build it myself. And cockpit seat and everything. Not, I'm talking entry level. Except for the pedals and wheels. That's the most expensive shit. I'm talking 2,700, man. 27 bones, bro. 27 big ones. 27 big ones. Oh, yeah. See, 6K. That's probably got motion sensor. I'm not doing motion sensor. And I also plan on upgrading, though. Always upgrade. Like, I want to get three monitors, but right now I'm going with the single monitor stand and a 50-inch fucking, or 49-inch curved. What's up, order? Yeah, we're talking fucking iRacing leagues. Anyway, so I have some content to go through. I'm glad you guys are here. We got new people joining. I bet we have some new people here. Not very many. Well, it's a busy night. I haven't even said hello to the people who is the fellow streamers. You've got Hot Pock. You've got Gulag Kulag. HT still going in. Bastion's fired up. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a slow night for old Ben. But that's okay. I go as hard for 20 as I go for 10 as I go for 150. But I tell you, we're tiny but mighty around here. And those are some... Bastion's a fucking powerhouse. And Moon Man is doing the Rage Report. He's probably pretty mad. And Hot Pock is showing Man in the High Castle. Which is fucking cool, too. So, you know what I want to start out with is this thing I got from MemeWolf, and it's just We Will Be One Nation Again. I think we've seen it before, but it's pretty cool. It's clips. Some clips, and then we're going to get some news. Good to see you, Jaeger.
She's covered our civic state. If they perceive weakness, they will strike. There will be one nation again.
Oh, I'll just say it now. That was awesome. What's up, 14 Mawa 88? Well, shit, let me pop this up. Honda Ricer, my... Man, I miss you, Mac. I miss Mac. My former driver, and then became an ICV gunner, Macmillan. Fentanyl overdose. Fucking he fucking shouldn't have got out of the army because he was so busted up. Fucking it's I don't want to tell war stories, but my Striker was coded out, destroyed, burned to the fucking ground. Right, you had to get. I mean, it was bad. The ramp was like 50 meters from the vehicle that did a 180. The seat that Mac was in was actually out of the vehicle, but he wasn't. Anyway, that dude was a wrench turner, and everyone had him tune their cars, fix their cars, and he went over there, and he had a right-hand drive Skyline. He bought it in Europe, and that kid on the Autobahn, people would come back, and they would just be shitting. They're like, you've got to give him a safety brief, and I said, don't tell me. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it. Don't fucking tell me, and Mac was a fucking driving fucking dude. I could actually pull up stories. News stories from him getting in trouble. He came home, got back in trouble. You know, a lot of guys, when they get out of the army, if they're not ready, you see it. Everybody talks about it. You know, and the Jew's going to use those people to attack the healthier ones, you know. He actually loaded up one. And he did it on purpose. It wasn't accidental. But there's like stories with fucking cop cars, dash cams on, and he brought his Skyline over, and he's just like, boom. He would fucking post videos on his motorcycle and just bury the fucking needle, and the lights would even flicker. He would just be, and he wouldn't have he wouldn't even have a helmet on, man. But, yeah, he could drive a Honda, and he had, oh, I used to say, when he was a private, I used to fuck it with him because he had fucking Honda tattoos all over him. But hey, when he died, and like every year on the anniversary of his death, on his birthday, all that, his crew of their fucking racers, man, they're street drivers from New York, Elmira. They get together and they are all around his headstone. And they've, I mean, that crew, there's several of them that have even died in wrecks. And they, like, I remember when he, before he died, those guys, they're fucking hardcore folks, man. They push it to the limit out there. I wish they were on tracks with safety harnesses. I know that's probably the thrill of it. Wish you were on tracks with safety harnesses and roll cages, man, because I'm all about it. Get in a winged sprint car and push it to the limit just because I don't have the fear, but I might flip one and kill myself. My mic seems a little low tonight. What's going on here? I didn't look. Uh-oh. Well, I guess not. But anyway, oh my gosh, a Hayabusa is like a flying fucking freezer. Those things are giant too. I always wonder when I can't get on two wheels because of my balance. But anyway, that was really cool. But I'm sorry to take that story a little bad. But we've got a new Volksview Media video to go to. Oh, by the way, I'm telling you, I'm going to talk more about this iRacing shit. Because that looks so fucking fun. And you know me. If I like it, because I can't shoot my bow as much as I wanted to because I'm competing. And I'm only doing that once a month. I have to slow down because my shoulder really is fucking... I've needed a replacement for over a decade. And I can get a surgery anytime I want. Because the amount of damage, and why? Because it needs replaced. So I'm going to turn my bow down to 60 and shoot it a little bit less because I've got to be dedicated for hunting. And I can't hurt myself shooting all the time. That's why RC cars is because, and iRacing. I've got to fill that void, or you see what happens. I start focusing on shit like, the stuff I say waste our time, like fighting about faith and religion and all that, I say it wastes our time, and then I've become a victim of it myself. I become a hypocrite. That's right. I'm calling myself out. Every time I tweet about it, not tweet, my Twitter's gone. Every time I put something on Telegram about it, I've then bought into the whole fighting part of it, and I've become a faggot myself. I'm not a faggot, but that's faggotry. So I apologize for that. So you see why I'm going to, so the iRacing thing. And so, yeah, if I really like it, not to mention, I do want to get a PS5 too and just play regular cool driving games. That's why the PC stuff I want to get, you have to have PC for iRacing. And I think they're going to, I mean, I can't believe that PS5 and iRacing haven't teamed up where you can just get on your PS5 and log into iRacing. But for now, it's still only fucking PC. What's up, Dora Looming? Carl Luger, 1488. I didn't... What do you mean, lose the narrative? Oh. Getting a... Yeah. No, it's not a video stream. I'm just talking about it. Oh, are you talking about showing videos? No, I like that. I've always shown clips and videos. I'm not going to sit here and do this, just rail on the same thing that everybody else is railing on. Like, I've got it in the news. We're going to talk about the nigger buying a house and the nigger bought a Cadillac. He's got paper tags on a new Cadillac in front of his new house. Oh, video games? Shit. No. Order. I tell you all, if you don't have a hobby, I'm retired and I can't work. The government says I'm not allowed to work. Before I even retired, I already knew that they were like, yep, you are not going to be employable. You can't even stand a fucking toll booth. So, archery and the outdoors are my fucking passion. But I shoot all day, all the time. And I'm looking for other things always to take my time. And I cannot stand echo chambers like... Just constantly doing this. I do activism every weekend. That's more than 99% of everybody that just talks about fucking Jews all day, every day. Actually, I could not do a stream or look at anything that is pro-white 6 days a week and do activism one day a week, and I do more than 99% of all the gun bumpers. 100%. Oh, who in the hell, White Power Ragnar, there's no way you could ever time out Polarbeard 88. What's up, Niggerballs Johnson? My stream schedule is normally the same, but when there's nothing but faggotry going on, I just don't even have the fucking steam to get on and talk about anything. And so I don't like wasting time, and I don't want to waste your time. You know what I mean? I'm okay. I knew you didn't do that on purpose, Ragnar, but I had to say it anyway, just so everyone else could see it. Well, now, Cody TTO, have you seen the new video games? I mean, like World of Outlaws Racing or that game called Dirt. And like I said, if you're sitting there doing that and so order, you might have missed the part where I said, I'm going to be driving, right? And everyone's going to be talking about like, hey, man, watch this. And I'm going to say, our country was founded on pamphleting, just as we do today. Greats like Thomas Paine and other patriots of the American Revolution distributed literature. I'm just going to fucking white pill people while I'm driving. Isn't that going to be fun? That's not going to be my stream. My stream is my stream, which is fucking whatever it feels like, which is a lot of black pilling shit lately. But no, Volksview Media, he's got Swing by Your Neck, and I wanted to play it. Hey, what's going on, Bleach Kanye? That's a pretty hilarious name. Anyway, let's see this new Volksview. It's called Swing by the Neck. That sounds like Day of the Rope type of shit, and
you
I'm
see,
all about
an
that.
Entire way of life being threatened by a menacing cloud of black people.
It's okay if you like video games, Tanklin. I still think it's gay, but it's okay. Going to purity. Spiral.
Order, I love you. Thank you very much. But I haven't even had a video game. Well, I had a Switch and I never played. And I was going to play... dang it. Thank you again so much. I was going to play Shlomo one time, but I never played it. And I gave it to my stepdaughter, who bought it for me in the first place for the house. And it just sat there and I said, well, you guys will play it. So there's no video game anywhere. There's not a game on my computer. There's not a PS5 anywhere on my property. But I am going to buy it just to fucking race. Hell yeah. I told my wife, I said, look, it's either this, and it's going to happen anyway. You know it's going to happen. I'm telling you, before I'm 55 years old, right here in this shop, there's going to be a fucking hobby stock at the minimum, and God willing, a B mod. Or even a Silver Crown Sprint. A Silver Crown Sprint car. That's right. I mean a real car for real. Doing it for real. On a Friday night and a Saturday night at local tracks on a Wednesday. And it's going to be $50,000 a year out of my fucking pocket. At least. After I buy the fucking car and equipment for $50,000. And I don't give a shit. I don't care. Now, that is unless... That's only if my grandchildren... My grandsons want to race... I'm fully committed to buying them a fucking their first racing go-kart, the dirt go-kart, the road go-kart, whatever. Because that's a problem. White children, it takes money to be exposed to that stuff. And so if your family's not a racing family, and I'm not a racing family, I love it. If you're not brought up into it, it's hard to get into. But if your grandpa and your dad loves it, and your grandma loves it, and your mom loves it, and your aunt and your uncles love it, and your grandfather says, you know what? I've got the fucking resources, the time. I'll learn how to fucking work on the cars, everything. Let's do it. If you want to. And if you just want to fucking drive the cart around for fun, that's cool too. But expose them to it. And if they want to, I'm behind it. Mini, you know, those micro sprints and micro midgets, those things are fucking cool. Yep, very expensive. But but here's the thing. When a 7-year-old kid drives fast, I'm serious. If he's good, it kind of, they don't grow on trees. And so it's funny is The best drivers, the best drivers started on dirt in micro carts and midgets. I mean, oval drivers. The best oval drivers, Honda Racer. Because we like some oval drivers. But you know what? If my grandson said, I want to race BMX, but let's do it. If he said, I want to skateboard, let's do it. I want him to do kind of action sports. Yeah, they're going to break more bones. I don't care. I still think football is the ultimate team sport, but I want them to express their individual adventure and fucking thrill-seeking fucking macho behavior. Driving a fucking motocross, a fucking PW50 with the modified pipe. Hell yes. He'll break his arm. Yep. And he's going to grin. And whenever I fucking buy him something after he breaks his arm, now he's scared to break his other arm. Because I'm not going to live vicariously through them, but I'm damn sure I'm going to grin ear to ear watching them grin ear to ear. Because I wanted a motorcycle. I rode my friends and stuff, but my family situation was different, and so ours isn't. And isn't that what it's all about, too? If you have the ability, well, you should be saving your money. What if it all ends tomorrow? Man, I'm prepared for that kind of stuff too, but I'm also prepared to not make my children become, or my grandchildren just be military drones. I'm raising a white army. They're going to know all the base stuff. They already are. They're already learning everything. They're homeschooled. They will be homeschooled. They're unvaccinated. You know what I mean? And they're not ever going to get vaccinated. And that's their parents. That's their parents without me saying a word. Matter of fact, I don't think their grandmother was too happy about them not getting the regular old baby shot, but now she is. But at first, she wasn't. Because now, just watch a fucking two-year-old getting shots, the series of shots they have to get now, and you know it's abusive. Now that we know everything, and people who were not anti-vax after the COVID hoax, the super flu, whatever it may have been, it did feel fucking different. I had a crazy flu that I hadn't felt in a long time. Everyone's anti-vax now. Isn't that nuts? People, I mean, not everyone. People on the, let's say, the righter side of the spectrum that still believed in vaccinations and medicine. And I mean, those folks don't even want to go to the doctor and their damn lungs are about to collapse or something. The regular person who went to the doctor for when he was sick, he's got to have a fucking traumatic injury because people are scared. They know the doctor there now literally pushed poison in the vaccine. Have I taught simple physics to my grandkids? You know, Mr. Foss, I was a weird one. I was just reading the chat. Sorry it was quiet. That usually never happens. I was the guy who played football, rode skateboards. I mean, and I went hard, all of it. I went fucking hard. What's up, Nighthawk? I see you over there. And, I played D&D. I was a jock that played D&D and was on an academic team. I mean, I don't like, I've never liked cliques. You know how I always say, I fucking hate cliquish faggots, and I will call them out. Talking to you, X-Space. And I've never liked cliques, even as a young kid. And I'm proud that my small graduating class, there was no people who only sat together. We all sat together. It didn't matter if you hated sports and sat outside and you went and smoked cigarettes when you weren't supposed to, and it didn't matter. We all fucking liked each other and hung out. Even we didn't like each other, Polar Beard, I read that. You son of a bitch, I'll tell you what I mean. Yes. I think that something new is on the rise. I also, the Jews have been fucking up. Because it's the age of information. We have the ability, even though they're trying their damnedest to silence freedom of speech. This, the COVID scam and white nationalists and their ability to distribute literature and capitalize on it, naming every single aspect of the COVID agenda being Jewish. Then them trying to call what happened on October 7th a Holocaust in real time, lying about what people are literally watching on Twitter. In real time, seeing it live. I mean, so I think, I mean, I love it. Jew naming's become mainstream. And I think that's a problem. It's a problem for some white nationalists that can't seem to get a mainstream voice, maybe. I say we ride the momentum. Let them. They're not perfect, and they're definitely not us. But the mainstream Jew namers are bringing more people to us. I'm not cucking to them. Not doesn't mean I'm going to fucking not call them out. You know what I'm saying? It's a strategy. Everyone has their own. I think some strategies are good, some not. But we all have the same goal. That's why you guys saw me and HT go at it, and we still are poking at each other. But we love each other. I know I'm going to catch flack from some of the people that said, oh, I thought you were one of us. I'm one of us. I'm white. I am a white nationalist. I have the same goal. So, I'm not going to share our private conversations other than the fact that he told me he was proud of me for fucking standing up publicly to him. And I was like, I'm not really standing up to you. I'm standing up to just, hey, man, I think it's fucking bullshit. Put your shirt on. You know, but that we work our shit out. So, Cody TTO. You're talking about Iraq Vet 8888, aren't you, Cody TTO, on X? Yes. I don't know what my IQ is, Order. I've never tested it. I know that, like, my GT score in the Army was 127, which isn't that great. But my ACT was 31, and that's not as good as some of my friends. I was lower than most of my friends. And my SAT was 1350. But I wasn't a bookworm. I didn't do homework as much. I think I got more street smarts than head smarts. But they did put me in gifted education as a kid, and I fucking got to build radios out of the Radio Shack rigs and fucking do surgery on bananas and stupid stuff like that. But I made my mom put me into regular classes because I like to fight, play soccer, play hide and go seek, and I like girls. And girls didn't like any of the boys that were in my class. And I didn't like any of the girls that were in my class. So I went back to regular class in the third grade. Oh, pattern recognition. That's the best. It's a pattern. Hell, Handsome Sven. You know, he's going to be active this weekend. I'm not going to say where he's at. I will say that HT's got a good group of dudes right now with him. And I know for a fact, they are planning their event. And they will be planning their events more thoroughly in the future. I know this because he said they are. And that's awesome. You know, because I love planning, not the night before. And that means that after this one, I'll probably go on the next one because I know it'll be well planned. So are we ever going to get to this swing by the neck video, or am I just going to talk all damn night? I could. Let's go. Folks View Media, who's bad as fuck, base as fuck, got tattoos, and you know, two full balls. HT is a great, I told him, you're a fucking activist juggernaut, dude. All right, swing by the neck. And I'm nothing. I'm not a leader or anything. I'm a guy who does a live stream. I'm an activist. I'm an outdoorsman. First things first, I'm an old fucking grandpa. Married grandpa tank, man. And I don't mind being called a grandpa. Because I am. People call me Pappy Pops. Pops is cool. Pops Tank. Pops Tanklin. But, here we go. Bulk's view, man. Bulk's
when the day comes, we will not ask whether you've swung to the right.
Oh, shit. So I'm going to rewind. It's only 10 seconds. I want to say this. I've been waiting to watch this, and since I've had it in my stream folder, I have not watched it. Because I want to watch it first time with you guys. Yeah, I'm peepaw to the grands. But, okay, before we watch it again. You know how I went back in... So, here's a funny story. I played college football again at the age of 27. And I was already a father. And I worked. And I went to school full time. And I got paid, like, over $55,000 that year. From the Army College Fund. I could have not worked. And the fucking seniors, because I was still not finished yet, so I'd already been in the fucking Army and coached high school football. Was working on my degree and grad degree. So I still had eligibility. But I hadn't played. I had like more eligibility than I had years of school left. Because I only played 1 year before I went in the Army. And those motherfuckers, I had this chain like this right here is a cross. It said number one dad. And so, you know, during a camp, you get your name put on your helmet. Even at fucking Alabama, they put that shit. So it doesn't matter how big the school is. And those fucking guys put number one dad on my helmet, and I fucking loved it. I would put, if I can find it, I'll put up the Lakeland News. You can Google it. Lakeland News, fucking former coach becomes player, buys into program of small college or some shit like that. It's somewhere in the archives, but this is back in 2001. It was after 9/11 and before the invasion. And that was funny as shit. But I thought it was great. And they called me Pops. And the first day of full pads, they're like, holy shit. And the coaches were like, see, that's a grown man. And I didn't test that great. I max benched like 320. And I ran like a 4.6 240. I didn't test great. But the fear factor of you, I've been shooting gunneries. You know, I hadn't been to Iraq or anything yet, but I was a grown guy. You know, I paid bills. I had a kid. So when you're playing middle linebacker and you're feeling and you're squeezing the play on an ISO, you hit the fullback, you leave your fucking feet. You really don't care about squeezing. You just blow the fucker up. And so it was kind of fun because the coaches would make fun of the guys who'd been playing for 3 or 4 years. They're like, that's a grown ass man. I actually felt a little bad. All right. Let's go. Shout out to fucking Bulk's View Media and Bemidji State University.
When the day comes, we will not ask whether you've swung to the right or swung to the left. We will simply swing you by the neck. This is war.
Let's go! This fucking goes hard!
Hey, someone clip this and send it to Baby Boy 5000. propaganda should be directed as a direct choice between the nationalists and the communists, or the battle is nearing. And once it does, the people's will shall finally be executed.
I hope someone clipped that. If not, I'm going to have to report it and send it to him. All right, I'm going to get out of the screen.
Operation cells, paramilitary forces, progressively functional propaganda. We have to break the clouds of benevolent untruth with cruel reality.
Holy shit, Volksview, man. I bet my neighbors can hear me screaming nigger so loud. Because I'm in a shop. I mean, it's insulated, but I mean, come on. I'm yelling. It cuts, I mean, the mic, the software cuts it down, but I'm yelling. You can't tell, but I'm yelling. Oh, folks, they're hitting it hard. Check this one out.
I mean motherfucking Gene, pimping bitches for that green. And I'm here with Hulk motherfucking Hitler. Hulk, I know you got a base beyond belief message for the people. Tell these motherfucking sheep what time it is.
White power bitches. I'm here to tell you motherfuckers that Hitler did nothing wrong. He should have got 6 million. And I got a question for all you Antifa faggots, liberal scumbags, and baby-raping kikes. What the fuck are you going to do when Hitler mania runs wild on you? And I suggest you motherfuckers check out Volksview Media for pro-white edits, graphics, propaganda, and politics of the highest magnitude. Or I'll find you, come to your house, rip off your fucking head, and shit down your neck. Because obviously you don't give a shit if your grandkids are black as fuck. Two big eights.
Doom, shot,
he's so fucking base. You know what? My FedEx guy, sees a White Lives Matter sticker every day on my front door. I don't have the sun rug out there because I don't want anyone stepping on it. Anyway, my dog took that over. She won't let anyone on it. I have a shocker for you. It happens everywhere. You know, these nons are just killing white people on the regular. And, you know, it's because you have niggers like this. Judge Anthony Angela Tucker, a Republican DEI hire. She's the one who lowered Carmelo Anthony's bail so he could be released. He's obviously got a brand new fucking giant mansion and a new car. And we showed you the other night that niggers are literally saying like, hey, man. We can get paid off of this shit? They can and they know it. That's bullshit, motherfuckers. This is, they're able to collectivize the whole thing. You know, niggers are able to just show out for one another, always protect one another. They're able right now to say, hell yes, that's right. And if they fucking convict them, we're going to burn this shit down. And you know what? If they keep pressing that, the jury will acquit that little fucker. I'll guarantee it. They will acquit that nigger. It's blackpilling. I know I have blackpilling shit. Like, this nigger should be swinging from a tree. Not fucking walking around in a fucking expensive-ass suit.
We're up.
Expensive-ass suit. He's even got the fucking... Look at that. They even made sure they had he had his fucking little handkerchief in. And the things that you're not going to hear about are the behind-the-scenes money. Now the Jewish media machine and the Jewish money machine is going to enrich those motherfuckers beyond... They're going to give them generational-changing wealth. Family life trajectory changing wealth because a nigger murdered a white kid. That's all right. I want to show you a microcosm of black culture. Obviously, this is Chicago. You see ATM, incense, currency exchange, hablo español, and niggers hanging around doing nothing. And then corner niggers, homeless ass nigger. More corner niggers. These corner niggers are there to watch the backs of these corner niggers. There's probably a group of corner niggers over here to watch the back of these corner niggers. These guys are supposed to be watching the backs of these corner niggers. And someone else is probably supposed to be watching the backs of the corner niggers. That's how the corner works. And they're always in front of a shop that's called a bodega. I'm just trying to... If you've lived in military towns, you know that the city outside of a military, even if it's not Chicago size... Like Fayetteville, Killeen, Texas, Lawton, Oklahoma, Columbus, Georgia. I don't know. Colorado Springs, there's some good stuff there. There's really nothing good in any of the other cities I've named. Jacksonville, ugh. So, this is broad daylight. Hanging out, nigga, shit. You know, I shouldn't be doing this. We should be like... I definitely should have a better soundtrack for this. I think I got it. Wait, let me see. No, I can't find it from here because I got this. Because if I play it off the Telegram... All right, here we go. Let me play it. And mute this. What's up, widespread panic? Yeah. Working nigga, man, working man, working man, walking down the block, trying to walk to work. Oh shit, these niggas gonna get hurt. What's up, my nigga? That's me, that 40 nigga. Let me sip on the can. My nigga doing push ups over here, nigga. Getting fit, nigga. Shit, nigga, said boom. Oh shit, nigga.
Red. I be looking for the white hoes, cause I'm a nigga. Yeah, I'm a motherfucking nigga, nigga. Yeah, I'm a nigga.
That's a great segue to a motherfucking song.
I smoke my weed, and I sip anything I need, cause I'm a nigga. I be sipping on my liquor, feeling gooder than a motherfucker up in the motherfucker. Shit. That white hoe over there? I'm about to hit with that hoe. Shit. God damn. That white hoe be fodder than a motherfucker. Shit, nigga, I tell you what.
That guy here was doing some push-ups by the man. Getting fit on the clock. I'm getting fit, nigga. On the curb, doing push-up.
Shit. Dancing on the pavement like a fucking ape, doing head spins while I'm shooting my friends, cause I'm a nigger.
That's right.
You go to a show, but you can't watch it in peace because of niggers like me. That's right.
Cause I'm a nigger.
Tell me to shut my mouth, I finna chimp out. That's what niggers are about. That's right.
I'm a nigga.
30 round mag with the switch on the slide. I didn't hit him once cause I shoot the gun sideways. Cause I'm a nigga. That's right. I'll sucker punch you in the head just for fun. No fucks given, just a nigga on the run. That's right. Cause I'm a nigga. I'll steal your Kia, I'll steal your bike. I won't go to jail cause the judge is a kite. That's right. Cause I'm a nigga. Cause I'm a nigga. That's right, I'm a nigga. Cause I'm a nigga.
Obviously we have a rapist in taking part. He's slamming your window, matching your feet up.
I'm a nigga. Kaboom, I put the kaboom. Kaboom, I put the kaboom. That's right. Kaboom, I put the kaboom. Kaboom, I put the kaboom. I'm a nigga. Kaboom, I put the kaboom. Kaboom, I put the kaboom. I'm a nigga. Kaboom, I put the kaboom. Kaboom, I put the kaboom.
I've seen a couple of them making their rounds through Telegram. Fucking George Floyd. Who's going to be the next George Floyd? That was funny. Man, that was a great video. That was a blast from the past. Hey, guys, I want to point your attention to, obviously, if you look in the stream description, you're going to see the Jacobs and Weaver case. You can donate to the foundation, you can donate to the people who are actually representing them. So the folks representing them in their civil case against the county sheriff, cunt, and prosecutor, the whole county that violated their First Amendment rights, they you can donate actually to those people. And but if you look further down, you'll see our good friend Kike Flyer. Kike Flyer 1488, the man, the founder of the Kike Flyer crew and Kike Flyer program. The Kike Flyer program is a free flyer program. We talk about activism. I say, you know, what I say earlier, if you talked about white nationalism every day of the week, and I didn't talk about it at all, and did a flyer drop on Saturday, and you didn't do a flyer drop, I will have done more. I truly believe that. And because I'm telling you, 1 out of 10 people tuning into you already know who you are. I'm pretty sure. I mean, well, I mean, there's other people that are reaching other folks on their stream. That's not what I do. So here I like to do the IRL stuff. And so there's no excuse. Now, if flying's not for you, that's cool. But you can still support the Kite Flyer program, supporting him monetarily. You can also, pardon me, you can also support him by sharing how to get in touch with Kite Flyer at Hitler Was Right Zog on Telegram, at Hitler Was Right Zog, at Hitler Was Right Zog. If you just share that link around and tell people about the Flyer program just because you don't want, because flying might not be for you, that's fine. And that's supporting him. And there's also a Cash App which you can donate, because there are several people printing, mailing. These packages are 13, 14 pounds. And there's stickers, amazing base stickers. There's QR code stickers. There's Patton Was Right stickers. That you got to love that one. There's Christ is King stickers, and I'm out of them. My favorite stickers, yes. Right here. These guys aren't getting taken down, man. I mean, eventually, maybe, I don't know, but this isn't one that's just going to make someone run over and scratch it off. And the books, they literally print and bind books. And you can also check out Dissident Minds books, too. Okay? Dissident Minds has some awesome books. Hammer is very proud of his collection. I'm proud of his collection. I'm proud of the books that he makes available and affordable. Although, like the Dalton edition, I've got the Dalton edition, and I also am going to read the Stalag edition. But I want the hardback too. I want a paper copy. I think it's important to have the actual copies, because I obviously am a tinfoil hat guy, and I think eventually they're going to be droning all of your digital shit if you're on a list. Zap all your shit with a drone, like some kind of microwave or something. I guarantee it. Delete all your stuff. And you can also get some hammer shades and the mask. And you can get skull shades and the Jew mask at GoMTV.shop. And you can also get flyers there too. But this is about Kite Flyer and the Kite Flyer program, okay? So we got a video right here. He's got lots of videos. This one looks like it's featuring the guy who you usually see on Wednesday with me, and he will be on tomorrow night. For some Thursday thunderous chads. And that's Papergoy 5000. And he's actually going to have his video. I don't know. I told him to do it. He said it's hot as fuck. So we need to get him a lightweight ski mask. Really lightweight. He don't sell his books retro. He gives them out for free. But you could donate and get some. Yeah. You can even get with Brando if you've got a special request. They bind him. He's got a video out of them binding books. They bind them. They print them and they bind them. It's fucking great. Good night, Order. Thank you so much for hanging out, and thank you for your contribution to the Ben Tanklin Project. And thank you for being here, supporting the show, and being in the chat. And before we, I want you to. No, when I say everyone here that is watching me and being in this chat, and take your time is more valuable than money. I say that every night, just about. That is supporting my show. Sharing my link is supporting my show. And I'm not talking about the entropy link. I'm talking about the link to the stream. Being here and being in the chat, supporting my show. It is free. I provide this for you to come and hang out. It's free. Okay? For me, if I was to say, oh, this was going to be an unsupported show, I've done so many shows where I haven't gotten a donation or a tip. It's a tip. I don't care. You're not going to hear me say anything about it. Unless I say, like, well, thank you all for showing it, for supporting the stream, for being here. Because your time is more valuable than your money. You can't get your time back. You can get your fucking $5 back. I find it offensive that people that call themselves white nationalists literally will cry to their audience. It's the same fucker that'll fucking browbeat him and threaten to go do normie shit on YouTube. It's fucking low-grade Tommy. It's garbage. It's bunk. It's just being... Can you expose yourself as a grifter any more than you already have? Follow the fucking grift. I appreciate every one of you guys' financial donations. And they're awesome. I don't know what in the hell more I can buy. I would be thrilled to death. Like, you know, when I pointed people, Udenhaus, I was trying to point people to his crypto wallet. And he said, no, tell the people if they do flyers and they play my song, please make a video of that. That's the best thing. Well, that's supporting Udenhaus. But I say, go to Udenhaus's page. And you can check out his crypto wallet because the guy does great work. But I mean, it offended me. And so I wanted to just say that and I'm not. And that's it. There's Udenhaus right there. And you know what? I need to remind myself to make sure I'm playing some of your music this weekend when I'm out there doing it. You know what I'm saying? And Jay Husica. Is that... That's not in my stream description yet, is it? I need to do that right now. When I play this Kite Flyer video. So Kite Flyer, hit him up. At Hitler Was Right Zog on Telegram. At Hitler Was Right Z-O-G. At Hitler Was Right Zog. Let's go.
That fucking nose.
Jew-hater 187.
Boy, that nose looks awfully suspicious.
Why do you want to go to Puerto Rico? It's an interview. So why do you want to go to Puerto Rico?
And I owe him.
I want to go because
I haven't streamed in a while. I've got a couple of these videos to show. I love Kite Flyer.
So what do you miss about him?
Since I've been gone, I've got a couple of videos to show.
Because when I work with people, speak Spanish.
Right. So it's not just white people who understand the concept of national socialism.
Okay, so you guys understand, that's him having a conversation. That's Kite Flyer's voice.
I think.
So basically, what you're saying is you're a national socialist. You're right? You want to be with your own people in your own country.
That's not bad.
That's good. That's normal. But the government and the country, they don't want you to be that way. Right. They want you to be like, hey, man. Come date this white girl, or come date this Mexican girl, or they want to say, hey, come date this black girl, but you want to date a Puerto Rican girl. Yeah, that's normal. That's very normal.
All right, Kite Flyer, that was awesome. We got another one from our guy. Remember, This is crazy. This is the craziest looking nigger I've ever seen starting off this video. It's going to creep you out. But remember, at Hitler is right, Zog. At Hitler is right, Z-O-G. Kike Flyer in the house.
This is what happens when your white mother has a baby with a nigger. You become one of these.
Bruh.
It is fucking disgusting.
What the fuck?
I am fucking totally hideous. I want tone fucking nigger death.
That's a great filter. Look at Michael Weaver. I love this song. Does anybody know the name of this song in the background?
And anyone who gets in the way, it doesn't matter where they are, even if they are politicians in the West, they are going to fall. Because we cannot afford.
Hold on, did you hear what he just said? He threatened politicians in the West that if they don't agree with Israel's war against Iran, that they're going to fall. And remember, he's an Israeli agent.
Good job, widespread.
Israel will murder
good job, man.
Politicians in the West.
I'm proud of you, brother.
Them politically, through bribery or whatever else. What do you mean the politicians in the West will fall if they don't agree that to back Israel's war against Iran?
Yeah, we will not vote for them anymore.
Oh, no, well, you don't vote for them now. You're not in our country. What do you mean the politicians will fall?
We live in democracy, and we have the right to bring them up and to bring them down. Those who agree with Ayatollah, we don't want them in office. And all the sympathizers with terrorists like yourself, we don't want them in our country.
Just telling you the truth.
Who is we, and how are you bringing down politicians in the West if they dare to defy Israel?
And on to higher plane, I drift away.
Awesome. Thank you, Niggerballs Johnson.
Unbelievable. If anybody complains about me putting this in this little library, check out my grip. At this middle school.
Why are Jews allowed to suck baby penises? I keep asking
what's
people.
What's up, man, Mac? What's up?
Why are Jews allowed to suck baby penises? What the fuck?
It's another nigga dead. That a baby Kike Flyer. Good job. Great job as always. Shout out to Kike Flyer, the Kike Flyer crew, all of the based paper goys, activists out there doing it for real. Remember, when you're stickering, always sticker in on private property with permission. Ding. And yeah, there's a disclaimer below. Read it. It's up. There's a disclaimer. So Donald Trump has said that he is going to go from mass deportations to we're going to start to the criminals to actually they can stay if they're taking jobs. He's going to grant reprieves from deportation to illegal immigrants working on farms and hotels and other places where they need people. Well, see, the system has caused people to not want to fucking work because they're giving them money for nothing. Too many people. In the 80s, too many people were getting money for nothing. In the 70s, ever since they started this shit, and it's just grown and grown and grown, and the programs have gotten bigger and more broad. And so, yeah, that's part of the game plan. I mean, he's such a fucking Kalergi mutt. And of course, the guy who's going to lead the anti-Semitism envoy is, a satanic Jewish Chabad rabbi. Yehuda Kaplun. Yep. That's that 5D chess. This is the 5D chess. We have a plane crash in Boca Raton. They're falling out of the skies.
I don't know what it was.
We had a chopper go down in the Hudson River. Fucking crazy, man. Hey, you guys remember, I don't know if you saw, I showed that clip of, Randy Fines going after Ron DeSantis. Because he says he's anti-Semitic. You know, the same guy who fucking had a bill signed in Israel. Anyway, that's all stage. Well, Randy Fine says he's a fighter of Jews. A fighter for Jews. And he doesn't like Thomas Massie. Randy Fine has literally said, I'm a fighter for Jews. Okay, not Floridians, right? Just Jews. And that's how they all are. They're able to collectivize, just like niggers. Collectivizing around, not just together, like, so collectivizing doesn't mean like what my folks do, where we buy land and property and build together and stuff. It's also collectivizing in thought and voice and messaging and unity, like how niggers just collectivize over around BLM when a criminal dies of a fentanyl overdose with a fucking cop's knee on his back. And they're allowed to have that unified fucking opinion, but whites are not. They're allowed to have black pride and whites are not. I mean, you can't allow us to have anything because we're not going to allow you to tell us what we can and cannot be allowed to do. You got to have an outlaw spirit in you from now on out. You just have to. I'm not telling you to go out and break laws. I'm just saying you've got to fucking have a little bit of fuck it all. They're going to literally make you fucking wear masks and stand apart from people and shut this down and cancel you for this and cancel you for that and expect you to fucking throw back a fish that's an inch short. Fuck that. You're hungry? Eat that shit. But let's see. What does Thomas Massie got to say?
Well, the only one I know who's a real problem is Thomas Massie, and I don't think we're going to get along very well. I've called him an embarrassment to the Republic.
What is Randy Fine?
Party publicly. I don't expect that will change. The good news is what Jews have known about Thomas Massie, I think all Republicans know about Thomas Massie now. I mean, President Trump.
His messaging now that Trump is in office is not about Republicans or right wing or conservatism. His messaging is simply Jews. Jews, 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 Jews.
Trump's not a fan, and I don't think the caucus is a fan. So he's the one that I know is really problematic.
They don't like him not because of anything to do with Jews, you kike. They don't like him because he won't go along with your bullshit Zog fucking AIPAC plan, and he doesn't have an AIPAC handler. Thomas Massie does not have an AIPAC handler. The only one in that party on the Hill.
Beyond that, I guess I'll find out. But look, I think part of being a fighter for Jews is to not only call it out when the other side does it. For Jews is to part of being a fighter. Part of being a fighter for Jews is to.
Now, imagine being a representative, a representative from Texas. Or a senator from Texas, and standing up because this DEI judge keeps letting niggers off the hook. Not only this last one, but she's let off 5 or 6 niggers that have killed while they've been out on bail. And if he said, part of being a fighter for white people, imagine that. Part of being a fighter for white people. Dude, gone, done. Political career's over.
Not only call it out when the other side does it, but look, I think part of being a fighter for Jews.
White people, done.
Jews is to not only call it out when the other side does it, but
Jews collectivize, little fucking fuck you. You're a shit. Piece of shit. Now you got this other Jew, Dave Smith. Oh, I don't want to talk to him. And you know what? I don't care. He's a Jew and he's saying something bad about Jews, so fuck him. I'm not going to show him and say, look, here's a good Jew. No, fuck you. You're an evil fucking son of Satan. Dual citizen loyalties. Okay, so here's a clip from this monkey, Jake Shields. He's got this guy, Richard Gage, founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. And here's a clip about 9/11, dual citizen, dual loyalties. Question who runs America's policy.
I agree to agree. So it probably wasn't something you wanted to do. You probably felt like obligated to. It's not like all of a sudden you're like, oh, I want to start this organization. You see something, you just felt like called to do it.
Yeah, I was, there was no choice, Jake. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like, at some point I got really angry. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have been lied to. All of the American people and the people around the world have been lied to.
Isn't that kind of what has brought us all here? Is just getting so angry about being lied to, about your history books. You know, you just get so angry and you become part of a movement.
Invaded Iraq and Afghanistan, killed 2 million people, and all because, well, chiefly because of the destruction of the Twin Towers, cultural icons having been destroyed, and the Pentagon, of course, meant an act of war, that attack.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that, though. Like, yeah, so, like, what happened from all this? Like, you know, people say, well, the reason you kind of nailed it, this war, the war machine, you know, you look what happened after that, the war on terror. Mm-hmm. It was already pre-planned. Like, there's already pre-planned countries to attack, you know, trillions of dollars.
Let's talk about that. That's an important point. We've spent $6.5 trillion, actually.
And that's the minimum. There's probably a lot more.
That's a lot of money.
Or with all kinds of other, you know, ways it affects us.
2 weeks after 9/11, General Wesley Clark got...
That's not counting all the money they're paying all the injured people. Or the payouts.
Told by one of his generals that used to work for him in the Pentagon that he just got this paper from Rumsfeld. Mm-hmm. At his office, and it said, and he's saying this to Amy Goodman on Democracy Now, and he said, yeah, 2 weeks after 9/11, he says, I just got this paper. We're going to take down 7 countries in 5 years. And what Clark says, well, why? He says, I don't know. It looks like every problem. If you're a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. Mm. We're good at taking down countries, so that's what we're doing. Yeah. And he named them.
Yeah, what countries are those?
Syria, Iraq, Somalia, Lebanon. I don't know if Egypt's in.
Iran,
Sudan.
I think.
Iran is the...
Okay, so I know for a fact that before the invasion, there was no central bank here. There was no central bank here. No central bank here. No central bank here. No central bank here. I don't know about this. I do not know about Sudan. And no central bank in Iran. Okay? Is that strange? There is a central bank here. There is about to be a central bank here. I don't know about Lebanon. There is a central bank in Libya. And an open-air slave market now. I do not know about Somalia, but there is... a central bank in Sudan, for sure.
last one.
That's the last one we haven't gone to war with, right? Isn't that the only one we haven't taken out since then?
It's pretty much the last one on the list, and boy, are they.
Oh, yeah, 4chan.
Yeah, there's a heavy push.
They've been provoked by Israel. They've been provoked by the U.S. Cheney talked about a false flag operation, which is, of course, what we're talking about here with regard to 9/11, where one country attacks itself and blames it on another country, manipulating its own people through propaganda to go to war and support the troops. But the real goal is to achieve what the Project for a New American Century called regional hegemony in the Middle East, one of their main goals. This is before 9/11. This neoconservative think tank wanted to do that and have a vast increase in the military budget and fight simultaneous wars, plural. But they said, absent a catalyzing and catastrophic event like a new Pearl Harbor, these goals will likely take a long time.
So, yeah, all these wars were pre-planned along with the Patriot Act, which took away our rights. So this is our – wasn't the Patriot Act like a day or two later, which is this long thing.
Thousands of pages that nobody had time to read, but which were rushed through. Actually, Biden, the most recent presidential sellout, had a big hand in writing.
So I wonder who this benefits besides America. Any country in particular, do you think?
Well, this group of neocon think tanks, half of them are dual citizens.
Okay, come on, name them. Name them.
Oh my damn. These wars were pre-planned along with the Patriot Act, which took away our rights. So this is our – wasn't the Patriot Act like a day or two later, which is this long thing.
Thousands of pages that nobody had time to read, but which were rushed through. Actually, Biden, the most recent presidential sellout, had a big hand in writing.
So I wonder who this benefits besides America. Any country in particular, do you think?
Well, this group of neocon think tanks, half of them are dual citizens. They're not even full citizens of this country.
They hold dual passports. The country that's their ally, I assume.
Well, so how do they – what loyalty does a dual citizen have to their other country or to America? I mean, you got to ask, especially since the Yinon plan that came out in 82 guiding the Israeli policy established some very similar, if not identical, goals, including the balkanization of surrounding Arab states and the taking out of Iraq and Iran, which we are achieving that. So the question is, who's
is they faking here?
American policy.
I see Vander in here. Hey, Nakam, I see you in here. Jehu, what's up? I updated my stream description, my channel description, and added the Jehuskas in there. I was supposed to do that, and I forgot because I'm an idiot and a jerk. Good to see you in here. Yes. Just say it. Jews. Fucking Jews. Dual citizens are all Jews. I mean, how many dual citizens are not Jews? Why is that even fucking up for discussion? Like, and so the honeypot of 4chan. Oh, is there some seed? So 4chan was apparently a honeypot. I was never a 4chaner. I did always share stuff that I seen on Telegram that seemed to always come from 4chan, which was nuts. Jake Shields has been having a lot of people on his podcast talking doing a lot of Jew naming, man. They're letting him do it. He's got too big of a production to, I mean, what's his relationship with Dana White right now? Is there one? Because you know Dana White, he'd be fucking crying. You guys see this shit? A mystery object fall from the sky in New Jersey?
Fall from the sky and then damage an...
What do we got? We got a nigger shield!
Auto repair shop in South Jersey. It left...
It fell in an auto repair shop.
Now to the mysterious object that fell from the sky and then damaged an auto repair shop in South Jersey. It left a hole in the roof at SNL Automotive. The shop's owner thinks the object may have come from space. Action News reporter...
Are you serious? You know that could only mean one fucking thing. And you gotta watch out for him.
Space juice. Space juice. Space juice. Space juice.
Jessica Cartaglia is live at the shop in Magnolia, where this is the talk of the town. Jess?
Yeah, Christy, everybody's talking about this. So the owner of the...
Is Cartaglia. Cartaglia. What kind of name is that? Polish? Romanian? Is that Romanian?
The automotive shop came in here. He said things felt a little bit chilly. Something didn't feel right. He walked all the way over here, and then he looked up, and you won't believe what he saw next.
In the small town of Magnolia in South Jersey, there's a lot of talk about this. Around two.
Can you imagine that? So you're sitting there, you're working on a fucking car. It's like, bam.
Surprise, motherfucker.
2:30 Wednesday morning, residents were woken up by a loud boom. When Sebastian Leonardo...
Why aren't they... I'm sure there's a camera that actually saw it. What's going on here? Was it a fucking piece of Elon Musk's trash?
...arrived at his auto body shop in Atlantic...
Why's Fred Panic? One of my favorite movies. I don't care. Except Mitch. God, that kid. Is his name Mitch? The young kid. He fucking, I want to punch him. He looks like Sarah Jessica Parker as a boy. Tartarian Sky Aryans have to shit too. But that movie was great, man. Like, Holyfield, who just fucking lived in the closet and then fucking takes a fucking little roller coaster down into...
Avenue later that morning.
That's when I looked up and I saw the giant hole up there in the ceiling.
When employees climbed up to look at the damage to the roof and ceiling, they saw where the
That's a tiny hole for that big ass fucking sound and light flash.
Identified object made impact.
A sizable dent in a thick steel gauge box. Yeah, and so that's when I went to my cameras and I found all the videos and realize what had actually happened. You know, it's like the giant flash outside and then the impact in here.
Surveillance footage from...
Did you see the holes in his ears, man? Ow!
Surveillance footage from cameras in and outside of SNL Automotive show the moment that something collided with the building.
You eventually see like a giant fireball come through the ceiling and then everything come flying down. Fireball...
That something collided.
That looked like something came and flew through it.
Collided with the building.
You eventually see like a giant.
Was it the Flash? Was it a space Jew? Was it some? What do you call it? What's the popular thing now with everybody being Gnostic and shit? Oh yeah. By the way, Gnostic informant is a Jew. What do you call those things? Prometheus. One of them things. The original people.
Fireball come through.
We were shot from a capsule.
Come through the ceiling and then everything come flying down the roof with it.
Several doorbell cameras at homes around town captured video of the incident. Here's astronomer Derek Pitts of the Franklin Institute.
Are you kidding me with this shit? Really?
You're ugly. You are disgusting. I'm going to kill you. Give me $200.
Ew. There's a bright flash. There's a boom. There's a hole. And, you know, that's three out of four things. If we had one more thing.
That is a fucking bell pepper nose if there ever was one. And look at these. Fucking. You could just chop those lips off and use them for fucking life preservers and shit.
Like an item. that we could identify as being extraterrestrial, then we might say it's something from space.
It was really...
Nigga!
Magnolia resident Denise Carreco says it was enough to wake her. Neighbors were on edge.
The sky, the big bright light, and...
Are these Polish? Is this a Polish community or something?
And then the big bang. It was big.
Back at SNL, they're hard at work today, but plan to spend the weekend combing through this debris and sharing their Big Bang Theory.
It's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing, I imagine.
Okay, so there's a whole...
This is that debris that we're talking about. They have quite a bit to go through. Meanwhile, people...
But where's the fucking object?
We'll keep hearing about the story and uploading more and more videos onto the Magnolia Facebook page. We're live tonight in Camden County. Jessica Cartaglia, Channel 6, Action News.
Hey, you ordered a swastika.
Yeah,
that's
we can
awesome.
Always rely on Derek Pitts to give us the reality check. All right, Jess, thank you.
That's awesome. Check that out. Ivor the Boneless ordered a Jehusica. An Uber driver was killed. Well, of course one was killed because they're fucking niggers. Well, they didn't show us an object, so I'm going to call a bunch of bullshit and tell those people to just...
Don't get fucked.
That's right. That's right. Shout out to Big Phil. Hope you're doing okay, brother, wherever you is. Are you in Thailand or something? I heard you was going to Thailand. That's a weird place, I bet. I bet there's some gross food over there. I bet there's some nasty food in Cambodia as well. That's nuts. So, okay, guys. Florida man is tired of being out, is tired. You know how women always have to try to outdo men? I'm talking generally. Anything you can do, we can do. Well, Florida woman. Selling human bones on Facebook as low as $35. Why is that showing up all weird? All right. So, look at this woman. This woman, is there a video to this? Oh, I wish they had a video. Kimberly Shopper. Her name is Shopper. S-C-H-O-P-P-E-R. Was charged with trading in human tissue. Police in Orange City, Florida say Shopper bought and offered human bones for sale on Facebook Marketplace. A Jew. Every time. One bone was over 100 years old. She got released on a $7,500 bond. You know, who thought that was okay to sell human bones for $7,500? Hey, $90 for a skull, a clavicle, a scapula for $90, a rib for $35. How much for a rib? $35 partial human skull for $600? Six. One of the owners said they were not aware that it was illegal to sell human remains. Fuck the cup, I use my hand. Jethro Carter. McRib. You got change for $100? Push your shit in my hand for a dime. What a nigger. You know, in the 80s, I watched that movie. I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. Oh my gosh. A cover up for murder. I imagine, yes, probably fucking selling murdered bones all over the place. And still, like, hey, how can we dispose of a body and still fucking scam shekels from Goyim? I know, we'll sell fucking bones on Marketplace. Now, how about this interesting tidbit? Doctors are saying that ADHD, everything they've said, is wrong. Everything. I'm not going to go over this. I wanted to point this out in an article. They said in placebo studies and medication studies, there's actually no fucking change in any brain activity, actual brain activity, size, or anything. So I want to take this and put it in the tank crew because it's a huge article, but there's so much bullshit about ADHD and ADD and all this shit. I actually think South Park was right the whole time. I really do, man. Yes. Kids that want to go out and fight and wrestle. There's an article on this I have somewhere in here. I mean, a video about this shit somewhere. But yeah, basically, that's the gist of it. And the brain. So Adderall is legal speed. Your brain on methamphetamine and your brain on Adderall are almost identical. Not as like other stimulants, like high doses of caffeine or cocaine, but specifically methamphetamine. Isn't that nuts? Not amphetamine, methamphetamine. You know, meth is more addictive than just the white, the bennies, the amphetamines that like pilots take, the go-go pills or whatever. But they're all addictive. But Adderall does something to your brain very specific, like meth. Thanks, Jews. Pharmaceuticals. Well, you know, there was a Governor Shapiro, a Jew. His house was burned down, and it was blamed on Christian anti-Semitism, but it was a Jew. This guy's a fucking Jew. Every time, what you doing, Rabbi? It's like two molecules away from meth. I saw a documentary or something called like, it was a Netflix documentary about specifically about Adderall. Take your pills or something like that. And how, I mean, I knew, this is horrible. I knew a service member, a soldier, who had a 12-year-old daughter who was a fucking nutcase. And that girl, I think I've told you. Yes, I've told you. That girl went to bed every night with a Remeron and woke up before she was out of bed with her parent handing her Adderall. That's fucking child abuse. No way, no, there's no other way to put it. That's child abuse. You know, here's 20,000 French Christians celebrating Palm Sunday over the weekend. All right, I got to forward this real quick to HT's Clips chat. Somebody wanted this. I got a Rockefeller medicine video since we're talking about medicine that we'll back up to maybe and get to either today or Friday night. Because there's some other things I wanted to show you. You guys didn't catch the daytime stream. We showed this latest from the Foundering, his takedown of Tim Pool, Shield of the Sheeple. You're going to enjoy it. This is so good.
Hawking ceilings and your molding culture clown. They don't blame me, your haters. My tiny hat ain't round. I'm Master Race, King of Kimchi Mansion. Smell my sheeny beanie crown. This is the shield of the sheeple.
This is so good.
Down. I'm collecting shekels. I have them in my hat. Tempted by the sound. Suka plant. I cope and I see to shear the wool of my sheeple. We fleece them. But your skated park
Watch me ollie while I occupy a town. Kanye cried, whoa, those chosen elite. GLK keep and shut Yank down. Sodomized by the fence that penetrates my mouth. This is a shield of the sheeple. Find out. I'm a crew and rubles, YouTube and beta chat. A Celine, the luscious mother Russian plat. Donate, I'll dilate for the goons of my sheeple. Strasovu, don't eat Daily Wire while I lock for them. Suck up, kiss the wall, Yarmulke. Hey, hey, hey. The Shabelskoy yearns for unleavened bread. Butts upon my merch, still I'm ornery. My milk jokes turned brown. I have downs me based. So horny. For midget porn I found. My ears bound, my voice so soy like Troy Cassandra Warren. Watch out, this is the shill of the sheeple. And I'm Shapiro's hero, she gets up the Skeksis. The Knesset pays my wage, and I praise their name. I'd sell my mom for a small compensation. Your cyborg. The synagogue's whore is sinning again. I'm blandly a boring mud blood pool man. Hold my beer.
That's the fucking mute waffing. I'll tell you why it's Fred Panic. That was a good minute of mute waffing. Maybe 45 seconds. I think a problem with low T is the porn industry. Porn, porn, porn. Low T, men can't get fucking erections. They even got crooked ass dicks. There's a fucking treatment for that. They actually have a fucking thing called Peyronie's disease. And it's porn. Men are beating their dicks senseless. Look, in the army, you hear stories of dudes having terabytes of fucking porn. What in the hell? And Jews, it's the only thing the Jews offer for fucking free. The only thing a Jew would ever part with for free is something that's destructive to what he calls goyim, which is non-Jews, us, the Gentiles. I'm not trying to insult your intelligence. And I think that's a big problem with low testosterone. I'm not muted anymore, you turd. Gosh. Oh, man. Maybe I should vape more. Maybe I need to up my nicotine. Maybe these 12s ain't working. You can get Swedish pouches, like 40 milligram pouches. Are you serious?
Bruh.
If I do two of these, I end up puking. And I've done it before, like, oh, it's fucking, oh. It's like, you know, you see movies or something, you hear about a kid whose dad made him smoke all the cigarettes or take a big old giant chaw because he was trying his beach nut, and he gets green and pukes. If I put 30 milligrams of, or 24 milligrams of this I get green and puke. Having normal sex would not lower T. No. But guys who are addicted to porn, they watch that shit all the time. No joke. No natural male in the natural world would fuck that many times in a day. On demand. Your phone, your devices, everywhere. Yeah, diets too, the poison in the foods. There's a lot of stuff, but I just got, like, you know, these dudes here.
So let's start with, I think, Mike, maybe you're the best one for this. Maybe the background of Jews and the adult entertainment industry, either from the filmmaking perspective, management perspective, active perspective, viewing perspective.
Look at these disgusting kikes. Feet don't even touch the fucking ground, these little fucking Jews.
Sure.
You sure this isn't one you want
to filmmaking perspective.
That's a rabbi.
Active management perspective. Active perspective.
Listen how they all laugh whenever they says, Jews.
Viewing perspective. Sure.
You sure this isn't one you want to think? I have some thoughts on it. Jews in the adult industry, there's a lot of them. It was pretty much founded by the adult industry. The adult industry was pretty much founded by the Jews.
It was founded by the Jews. Right from the Jews' mouth.
Basically, in the early 1900s, the German Jewish immigrants came in, and when they were trying to get into different industries, there was a lot of anti-Semitism where they couldn't get into.
We're sacred skin. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I was just telling you things I don't know.
So they gravitated towards the porn industry because it's like kind of the seedier cousin of the Hollywood industry, which had already been controlled by the Jews. And basically, they pretty much just took it over. If you look at the big stars, did I break my shirt already? So basically, back in the 1960s, 70s, it was founded by people like Danny Skura, and then later in the 80s,
all those people that are on the GTV flyer, every single aspect of the porn industry is Jewish.
Every single aspect of pornography and hookup culture is Jewish.
You know, the godfather of the modern-day porn industry, his name is Reuben Stellman.
Reuben Stellman? Oh, no.
Jew!
The godfather of the modern porn industry is a Jew.
Jew!
Who was actually an Orthodox Jew. He owned over 200...
An Ortho-Jew?
Oh my
damn!
Bookstores all around the country. He's actually my godfather, which is kind of weird.
And he's that guy's godfather. Wow, just a bunch of disgusting, degenerate Jews.
But Reuben Stellman, what the Jews did pretty much was they revolutionized the adult industry, made it their own. So there was no space for anti-Semitism, and they basically controlled everything. So back in the 80s, the only way you could get pornography was to go through someone like Reuben Stellman. What the Jews did pretty much was they revolutionized the adult industry and made it their own. So there was no space for anti-Semitism, and they basically controlled everything.
The Jews made the porn industry their own so that there would be no space for anti-Semitism. So what the Jews saying is, they want to collectivize and only so that there is no anti-Semitism. So they would rather control everything to keep it out. You can take that with everything that they control. They just apply it to every fucking thing where there's a Jew controlling it, which is what? Everything except... everything except what's in here. They don't control that. What's in your heart, they can't control that. They can never take that from you. You know, if you've ever really had, like, no matter what your faith could be, to truly believe in that, you actually have to have a spiritual experience, okay? While we're fighting these evil demons that fucking produce pornography, which is destroying our young men before they're even ready to make children, our child age, our fatherly age men, and our old men. And pornography also destroys your senses in the fact that what's going to excite you? The same way you see all these rich people, you know, you hear about these elites, how they like to fucking torture and murder and kill and stuff, because they do it for thrills, because they can have anything, because they get bored with regular thrilling things, because they can buy the thrill. They want something they can't buy. Most people who start purveying in all that illegal pornographic activity started by watching regular porn. There's studies that can counter studies, and I get it. It's the chalk rule. But that's my observation from reading and looking at this Jewish destructive universe. So what stands in front of that is morality. And if you've ever had a spiritual experience from whatever your faith is, it's true and real, you can't ever wave from that, because you've been hit with something you can't explain. And you can't just lose that by reading a book. No matter what book you read, you can't lose that. It was spiritual and real. I feel bad for anyone who thought that they may have been spiritual, but they didn't have that experience. That's sad. But it happens to everybody. You see people go up, and I mean, I don't believe in going to a building with walls and a guy in the front talking, preaching. A church is a group of men who discuss their faith. One or two, three people. You, me, and she, right? A building of bricks and stone or wood or a hut or whatever, a tent where a guy, a charlatan human man is telling you how to think, pray, or whatever, in whatever faith, is not a church, a temple, or anything. It's just a fucking building. That's all it is. And that's all it'll ever will be. Spirituality is personal. From the Creator to you. And if it's real and true and the Spirit moves within you and it's moral, you have to stand up against shit like pornography every day. It's so destructive. Not only is it sinful and disgusting and degenerate, and the way they treat women who birth our future is disgusting. It should be intimate and private and loving. And yeah, I'm older, so I've watched porn, and I've masturbated, jerked off. That's going to be a clip. I don't care. I'm genuine. I was a young man. Entrapped. We've all been in. I can't speak for some of you. Maybe some of you have never been entrapped by a Jewish snare, to include never having a credit card or a bank account or anything. I'm sure there's guys out there, and gosh, how Chad is that? But no, I was a young man, and I've watched my share of pornography, and I'm not proud of it. It's disgusting. And I also wasn't a man of faith either. I really wasn't. I never had that real magic moment. I'll tell you what. It's not just watching your child born. That's not it. It's something different. It's very personal. It's when you just, it's something you can't, that can't be explained in words. That's why I don't put my faith in words on pages. Never will. Or words from a man's mouth. I mean, my spiritual faith. I'll put faith in a man if he displays his faith in like a man's ability to do a task and complete it. If he's shown and proven that he can do it over and over again, I'll have faith that he can complete a task. I'll have faith that he can do something that he says he can do. I'll have faith in my sons that they can accomplish great things because they've proven so far that they can. That's a different type of faith. But a spiritual faith is something that it literally happens to you. It's unexplainable. It's paranormal. You don't have to see or hear anything. You just have a feel. It's a feeling that can't be described in words. And so I do pray, and I pray that each and every one of you have actually had a real spiritual moment. Because once you do, you can read any book that says anything about anything that you believe, and those words will not ever turn you left or right. No, it doesn't matter if you're a Methodist, an Episcopalian, a Christian identity guy. If you really had the spirit in you, it's never going to move. You can move from like Christian identity to Episcopalian, I guess. I don't know. I don't believe in any of those. Those are organized religions and man-made stuff. But if one was to be that, they could go from one to another, but you could never stop believing in a certain faith or change from one to the other if it was real in the first place. That's real. You could debate that with me over and over. Well, you could debate, which means you could say that you could, and I would just say you can't. And no matter what you said, no matter how you could explain, I said the truth requires brevity. You never had the spirit in you. Never. If books and words and someone else's talks and things and your contemplations turned you from one faith to another, you never had the spirit in you. And I'm talking to Muslims who'd converted to Christianity and vice versa. Or Jews, Messianic Jews who decided to become like believers in Christ. If they didn't, that's not for them. Sorry, you're the seed of the Satan. But that's just how I see things, though, right? That's my opinion, right? And that's great. I have one. And you do, too. And you can say it all you want. And you can even fucking hook up a live stream, which is free. It's free to do it, and it's free to watch. This live stream is free to watch. Your support is fucking appreciated, and that means you, Bleach Kanye, you supported me right now by chatting and partaking in these chats and watching me, and I appreciate that. PT Flyers badly needs Jews control the educational system. I believe there might be one. I'll have to look. Somebody in here is more involved in the actual flyering. I know HT, there's a new one about the recent murder. It's good. I've got a copy of it. Kite Flyers put it out too. You've got it. Hitler was right, Zog. He's got it. Yes, the education system. You know, I don't even want to fucking finish this. There's nothing more to really talk on. I think we've seen that clip or parts of it more. It's just more of Jews saying and admitting how they destroy the lives of non-Jews. See, they don't care about their little inabilities. They'll just do their surgeries, jab their penises, inject themselves with whatever they want. Because they believe in changing God's creation. They believe they are the masters of creation. They believe that it is their job to prepare humanity for Man, I need that clip. It's a Weinberg or a fucking one of those Steens, a Weinstein, not the director Weinstein, on a Rogan podcast for interstellar life. The Jews believe in interstellar life and all that shit too. And they believe that it's their job on this earth to prepare all of humanity for interplanetary life, like galactic societies and shit. Really, that's what Jews are thinking. Not all of them, many of them. It goes right along with some of the stuff that you hear out of like Adam Green's mouth or shit like that. If you watch faggots like him. Hey, you know what? I want to share with you a Paperboy clip. Since he's not here tonight, he's here in spirit.
Hey, you know what, hey. What Jews do to babies during circumcision? This is what they do to babies, man. What? They suck the penis and then spit wine on it, bro. Isn't that fucking sick? Isn't that sick, nigger? They do that to their babies, bro. That's pedo shit. And they're allowed to do that in this country. Hey, hey. Quit smoking that shit.
We need a
You're
video
gonna be
of
fucking
this, brother.
Shut the fuck, nigger! Woo! Wapa!
He's streaming now. Did you guys catch him last night?
Sugar daddy.
Oh. You fanny fucking faggot. I'm gonna put you in the camp, you piece of shit. Fuck you and everyone. You're a tranny fucking
sugar daddy. Oh.
That's a tranny. That's disgusting. See, I could never do this. I would puke on live stream. He's holding up bananas.
You're a tranny fucking faggot. I'm gonna put you in the camp, you piece of shit. Fuck you and everyone who thinks like you.
Yes, 14 Mawa preparing us for metaphysical eternity through Tikkun Olam. All types of crazy shit. Man, these Jews. And trying to fucking mutilate us, to have us mutilate ourselves. That's a good laugh. Shout out to Papergoy. Now, these Jews, they're doing that. Leech Kanye never saw a green who wasn't a Jew. Because almost every green was a Greenberg at one point. Isn't that right? I read that somewhere. So don't fucking quote me on that one. All you green, if you're greens and you're not a Jew, hey. I just talk about the observations. I'm a guy who's been around the world. I've seen a thing or two. I've done a thing or two. I'm not farmers. Bum, 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 bum. Look at this shit.
Common questions we get as a two-mom family. Who's the mom? Both of us. Who's the real mom?
Questions for a two-mom family. These two dykes here. They both look like yentas to me.
Common questions we get as a two-mom family. Who's the mom? Both of us. Who's the real mom? Both of us. Who's the dad? They don't have one. Do they look like their dad?
Shut your goddamn Jew mask!
Actually, one yes. But he's not their dad. He's their donor. But he's their biological father. Who carried the kids? You. I did. Whose eggs did we use?
Mine.
Who breastfed?
Me.
Even though you didn't carry.
Yes.
What do the kids call us?
We're both mummy. Sometimes mummy and other mummy, but lately I've been this.
I've done a thing or two and I've named a Jew or few. That's great, man. That's awesome.
Based.
Mummy.
I don't know why.
You're this mummy even if you're not here.
This just, mummy.
This mummy. If we had more kids.
They're basically saying now they're this mummy and they don't know why. Because you've confused the fuck out of those kids.
Both mummy, sometimes mummy and other mummy, but lately I've been this mummy.
I don't know why.
You're this mummy even if you're not here.
This just, mummy.
This mummy.
If we had more kids, whose eggs would we use?
Mine.
Yes. If we have more kids, who would carry?
Me.
How did we have kids?
We did IVF. Reciprocal IVF is what it's called when it's one person's womb and the other person's eggs.
This is not a family, and I don't say that to be mean or to bully or to hurt.
Don't worry, guys. So you didn't think I was just going to... stick with straight black pilling on that.
Hurt feelings, foundational words like marriage and family have definitions that matter. When the word family is redefined to mean whatever the adults want it to mean, this is what happens. Suddenly, children are robbed of a father for their entire life because two women wanted to play house so bad that they paid a man to masturbate into a jar. Or children are robbed of a mother for their entire life because two men paid to rent out a woman's body for a couple of months and pay her for the baby that she grew. I have a son and a daughter, and their father doesn't just matter because I want him to matter. He objectively matters in their life the same way that I do. Not because we're just the two adults that decided to raise them, because we are the mom and the dad, and that matters. The desire to have children is normal. It is good, but we are not entitled to children. We don't have a right to children, and we especially do not have a right to create children to specifically deny them of a mother or father. These people in this ideology have turned actual children into commodities, and you can do whatever you'd like to do with them, and it's not acceptable. And it's time that other adults decide that we're going to speak up for these kids. mother for their entire life because two men paid to rent out a woman's body for a couple of months and pay her for the baby that she grew. I have a son and a daughter, and their father doesn't just matter because I want him to matter. He objectively matters in their life the same way that I do. Not because we're just the two adults that decided to raise them, because we are the mom and the dad, and that matters. The desire to have children is normal. 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 It is good, but we are not entitled.
The desire to abort them is demonic.
Entitled to children, we don't have a right to children, and we especially do not have a right to create children to specifically deny them of a mother or father. These people in this ideology have turned actual children into commodities, and you can do whatever you'd like to do with them, and it's not acceptable. And it's time that other adults decide that we're going to speak up for these kids.
That's base widespread panic. Yes, they are commodities, like those fucking bearded faggots that go around with their baby like it's a fucking little Yorkie and a fucking puppy for like one of those little girls with their little fucking poodle in their purse. Disgusting. Hey, I want to know which one of the Tanklin crew this is. Which one of you guys did this? This is from Jew Hater. Is it Jew Hater? It might be. I unmuted. How about that? Yeah, that's very sad what goes on with these kids. And they are, and you know, that's why I know that a Dune Coon is going to grow up to be just a shitty old grown-up Dune Coon child, but I don't celebrate their murder. I really don't. Not at the hands of the Jews, right? Now, because they're in their ancestral homeland right now being slaughtered by people who are not. And if it's not their ancestral homeland, it's their homeland for the last 1,000 or 2,000 years. You know what I mean? That's kind of a long time. Like, this isn't our ancestral homeland, America. But it's our fucking nation, white Europeans' country. We built it for white Europeans. And so, I could see where an enemy of the United States and an enemy of our people, let's say the Japanese, most likely would not have celebrated the murder of white ethnic European Americans until we were doing it. You know what I mean? What's up, Siegfried Martell? Like, I don't care. How do you say that? Like, I hate those fuckers. I hate them. They hate us too. But watching people drag around their babies, even when I was in the middle of it, like getting kinetic often, when you come up on a scene and you saw the fucking children fucking fucked up, man, it does hit different and it sticks you because yours are back home and you're not there to protect them from evil. Because you're over there for the Jews, you don't know that at the time, but it hits you. It's innocence yet, unless the kid was buried in bombs, but you know what I mean. I hope you know what I mean. But it's pretty disheartening. I got a George Lincoln Rockwell from Meme Waffen white pill for you right here. Let's go.
People are scared of these people. Do you know what I'm saying?
You know, people do get scared of the before he starts, because once I start this, I can't stop it no matter what he says. I like the pipe, Meme Waffen. HB, he comes in here from time to time. He stays busy. That when he speaks, I don't like to interrupt him. But, you know, there are so many people that are scared of niggers because they're peacocks. Fucking peacocks, man. Fucking peacocking motherfuckers. You know, what? They bark at you like that dude in the clip on Monday just running across as this guy was just sitting there. Definitely within definitely within life, limb, and eyesight distance. I wonder what GLR thinks about it. I think he's going to talk about it. Let's go.
People are scared of these people. Do you know something, ladies and gentlemen? You got freedom of speech in Russia, so long as you don't criticize Mr. Brezhnev and Kosygin and so forth.
He's talking about niggers. Or he's talking about Jews. Cuba,
so long as you don't criticize Mr. Castro. Wherever there's a dictatorship, you can find out who the dictator is pretty quick by asking, who don't you criticize around here? Well, in this country, you can criticize Irishmen, Swedes, Frenchmen, Negroes, people from Wisconsin, but you can't criticize Jews. And if you think you can, you try it. And you find yourself getting pinched just like me, and they throw you in the booby hatch. You're supposed to love Jews. If you don't, you're a hate monger and a bigot. And that's wrong, ladies and gentlemen. There's nobody that should be above criticism, including me. I'm willing to stand up and face it, but they won't. They will never debate. They simply get people to prejudge what I'm going to say. How many people here have come into this auditorium? In fact, I heard you all applaud when he said you wouldn't agree with what the speaker said. You haven't heard me. If you've made up your mind in advance before you walked in here what I'm going to say and what you're going to think about it, that's prejudging. It can be reduced to one word, prejudice. And I bet you people are the last folks to think you're prejudiced, and that's exactly what you did if you walked in here believing that I'm going to say something and you're going to hate it. I'm hoping that I'm going to show you enough facts so some of you will go and check these things out. That's what's happening at every college I speak at. I get hundreds of replies. They check the documents, and they're on the way, ladies and gentlemen. Once you begin to find out that this secret world is going on and that it's destroying our country, as I'll show here in a minute, and you're going to begin to realize that you've got phony charts. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's presume arguendo that the Russian Revolution was Jewish, and I assure you I can prove it any day, anytime, any day in a debate. Nobody will debate me because it's an easily provable thing. In many colleges, the professors finally admit it. If the Russian Revolution was the capture of Russia by Jews, don't you think you should be told that in your classes? Don't you think it should be discussed? Don't you think it should be in the history books? It is in some history books, the Jewish books. You can go to the Universal Jewish Encyclopedia and read about it. They take credit for it. They say the Jewish Socialist Bund started the revolution in Russia in the Jewish books. But you're not allowed to know it, and I maintain that's wrong.
They don't make them like that anymore, man. I'll tell you that. You know, it's the thing is no matter what he may have said, even in books where he was not, didn't believe what I believed. It was never, he could say a quote and a paragraph even on it, or two. He could even put a chapter in his book on it. But it wasn't something that he spent his time in day to day fucking discussing. It wasn't. He transcends those differences amongst his people, his folk. They don't make them like that anymore. They do. They're just fucking silent right now. You're fucking out there wherever you are. Man, I love listening to GLR speeches. They're great. Hey, you know what's going on in Oklahoma? Let's see if you can spot somebody familiar in here. We got some Oklahoma Active Club doing things. Become the man you were meant to be. All right? Here's the... Oh, come on now. There we go. Let me drop this linky. And remember, Active Clubs, I say I won't ever ask you or to do something I wouldn't do. I'm not asking you. Here's the link. I think they're cool. They're not for me because I need to be in control of things. Like when I'm going to be active, I got to know everything. I mean, it's hard for me to trust somebody else with my security, my family's fucking well-being, my home, my life, limb, and eyesight. I got to have a lot of fucking faith in you as a man before I let you do that. See if you can spot somebody. Good to see that man doing great, doing great. Oklahoma Active Club. Now here's something cool. In the UK, the UK Supreme Court has ruled that transgender women, which are faggots, are not legally defined as a woman. That's pretty cool. You got to take a win where you see one. Always good to see news like that. All right. So I don't know what this is, but it's from Just a Dude. And he's got some cool stuff. And we're going to react together. We will rise again. Peace Dozer. What is Peace Dozer? Oh, Peace Dozer. It's a video. I like these natural sessions.
Sinister creed. The rich will get what they want. The poor will lose what they need. The devil knows our fears. He told all his friends. They'll block the sun with their lies.
Oh my God.
Sense. Oh Lord, the great collapse won't be our end. When the world falls into the flames, we will rise again.
We will rise again. That's right. Let no black pills, no doom.
Keep our pistols near. Our neighbors frail and thin as they disappear. Let the chaos come.
Accelerate,
let
baby.
Our houses freeze. The lights will all go out, but we'll finally see. Oh Lord, the great collapse won't be our end. When the world falls into the flames, we will rise again. The sky has cleared and the storm has passed. We'll walk arm in arm down our promised path. We'll watch the sun come up from its bed of black. Enter Eden's garden.
Look at the sun. Do you see the sun? Oh, this is good.
The great collapse won't be our end. When the world falls into the flames, we will rise again.
White power. That is, I mean, you know, when I think about how when I had Paper Goy on for a discussion, and he was talking about the CHOP project, the CHOP fucking takeover in Seattle, and how those men were just like fucking liberal men were blocking off their neighborhoods and patrolling them armed. Pretty cool. That was a great song. I need to put that in the tank crew. Let me put this in the tank crew. Even though no one asked, it's going there because that's fucking awesome. That was cool. I like that stuff. Did you guys hear about the women's in space and shit? Women's in space and shit. Did Reese do one on this? Let me see.
Good evening, everyone. Just wanted to do a really quick video on this staged Katy Perry to space hoax. Aside of all,
who is this person?
The other proofs of this hoax. I just want to show you this really, really quick one that happened during the live footage of the opening of the hatch. Check this out.
You know, you saw her get so emotional in her pre-flight interview. She still is.
I gotta tell you, I had no idea that this even happened. I had no idea that this was even going on until I looked and I seen it in Telegram. I was like, what?
That's still the weighing emotion, or is she still just, oh my God, I saw the stars, I saw the curvature of the earth. You know, what is,
oh, listen.
Is what's gonna come out of her mouth, but really her heart.
Is that Jeff Bezos out there right by the capsule? Kind of hard to see.
That is correct. That is Jeff Bezos, our founder, on the left, as well as Sarah Knights, our crew member 7.
Okay, guys, did you see that?
I saw that. They just, like, popped it open.
Our founder on the left, as well as Sarah Knights, our crew member, but really her heart.
Is that Jeff Bezos?
It was just a tiny little door. It's just a tiny little flimsy fucking door.
It's out there right by the capsule, kind of hard to see.
That is correct. That is Jeff Bezos, our founder, on the left, as well as Sarah Knights, our crew member 7.
Okay, guys, did you see that? Let's go back and watch it one more time. Okay, now I want you to watch the hatch door open. From the inside, the lady runs over there real quick, says, no, 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 shuts the door back, tries to stand in front of it. And then, actually, she starts laughing about it, as you can see right here, because, like I said, it's all staged. It has to look like it's open from the outside.
And we're now just awaiting the opening of the hatch so we can get some views from our 6 new astronauts.
What a fucking sham. So is this the rocket that looked like a giant vibrator when it took off? I saw pictures of that. I haven't been paying attention. I tell you, I've been running a little too hot with all this bullshit that's been going on. And that's,
And I would imagine Lauren Sanchez in seat 1 will be coming out first.
That is correct. They'll go, she's in seat 1, which is next to the left, the left window there. She will go first, and then last in number 6 is Carrie Ann. That is the window on the right.
Side canyon.
See those vans?
They're acting like, is it going to support this flimsy-ass door that just kind of popped open and shut?
Vans arriving. Those are friends and family.
The Medic. It's the ex-Medic.
Carrie Ann looking out the window, in the window to the right there. Lauren Sanchez on the left, and you really get a sense.
What a fucking psyop is this shit?
Just how big these windows are. I mean, when you're inside this capsule, it's almost as though you're getting a full 360 panoramic view. One of the cool features of this capsule, the largest windows of any spacecraft.
So the over a third of the surface area of this craft is windows, and that's on purpose. There are
I don't
many
buy
meetings
it
with our founder.
There's a reason that even the low orbit fucking space shuttles have tiny ass fucking windows. Tiny fucking windows. Because you can't re-enter the atmosphere with all that shit. Well, this was a low Earth orbit thing. Still, I don't even think they did that.
Where we, our engineers brought in some windows.
Logic
said,
says,
nope,
faggots.
They come back. They, nope, that's nice, but make them bigger. And what you get here, for, why is that so important? So many of our astronauts have said, when I got on my seat, I looked at outside my window, and I turn around, and I looked at the other five windows, and my brain created a panoramic view, a panoramic.
Sarah.
Good? Good? Okay, here we go.
Here goes Jeff Bezos to open the hatch.
Bezos is one of those guys that was just this little fucking nerd. He, him and his wife built fucking Amazon. Yes, they did, from the basement. And selling books. And then he fucking becomes one of the richest men in the world, cheats on his fucking wife. Now he's like all fit and trying to do cool stuff, just like Zuckerberg. I mean, come on. They're trying to appeal to fucking chads. And they're faggots. I mean, could you imagine it? Whatever. It's kind of like actors. Now, we could do this, and we, it's kind of hard to do when you have to work for a living, or hell, I don't even want to. Where you have a chef cook for you that cooks you only perfect fucking healthy food, and fucking you get a professional trainer fucking 2 hours a day. And of course, all the drugs these motherfuckers are taking, adrenochrome probably works for them too. Oh, it did? Well, it opened to the inside. No big deal.
Okay, now you guys just seen them faking it with your own eyes. Once again, watch them open the pressurized capsule from the inside, not knowing that it's not time, it's not cue time yet.
Oh, because it's supposed to be depressurized.
And then you have the stage part where the media shows you all over the news that they're waiting for the guy to open the hatch.
Hell
and
yeah, guys.
Once again, you've been fooled, people.
I don't know who this guy is, but he sounds like some truck driver, man. Some guy that's sitting there like smoking cigarettes, telling you the fucking truth about what's going on back in 1982. I'm here to tell you, the government is not your friend. No, these parasites in suits are the enemy. Those are the real, those old school truth tellers, man. I'm sure, did Reese do something? Let me see. No, he didn't, but we do have a new Reese report, and we're going to check it out.
In 1919, German secret societies, the Thule Gesellschaft and the Vril Society, officially joined together to make contact and form an alliance with the ancient Aryan race. They allegedly succeeded and acquired information of an exotic propulsion system, which they handed over to German engineers. In 1923, German engineers...
Fucking Hyperborea! Oh my God!
Engineer Hermann Oberth published a book about spacecraft development entitled The Rocket to the Planetary Spaces and founded the Society for Space Travel in 1927. Werner von Braun was a founding member. Hermann Oberth claimed that he and his team were helped by people from other worlds. In 1939, the Germans began exploring Antarctica. Documents found after the war show an exotic technology being developed in secret known as D-Glock, reported to affect the space-time field around it.
You guys, you got your fucking tinfoil, right? This is good shit.
In 1945, two...
I never shit on Reese, man. I like it.
Two German submarines were captured off the coast of Mar del Plata, heading to Antarctica. A map was found with instructions to an underground base. In 1946, the U.S. Navy launched Operation High Jump, a classified military operation under the guise of a scientific exploration. It was abruptly terminated, and on their return, Admiral Richard Byrd told the Chilean press that the United States should adopt protection against the possibility of an invasion coming from the polar regions. In 1947, a flying disc crashed in Roswell, New Mexico. Weeks later, the National Security Act was enacted and the CIA was created. In 1952, UFOs were reported in Washington, D.C. Fighters were dispatched, but could not keep up with
it. You guys ready? Are you guys ready for this, man? Are you ready for the fucking aliens?
Them. Radar personnel were convinced that the targets were solid metallic objects. In 1958, NASA was founded, with Wernher von Braun developing rockets, and 2 years later, becoming director of NASA. In 1959, the Antarctica Treaty was signed by 12 nations, prohibiting the military, private corporations, and the general public south of the 60th parallel without express permission from signatory nation states. In 2024, former Raytheon employee Eric Hecker claimed that there are exotic weapons of mass destruction in Antarctica.
There are embedded in the ice what are called digital optical modules, DOMs. They're about the size of a basketball. The array embedded in the ice is 1 kilometer by 1 kilometer by 1 kilometer. It is the world's largest telescope. And now, because we have proven that it can transmit, it's the world's largest directed energy weapon system. It is responsible for the earthquakes in Christchurch, New Zealand in 2011 on the front end of the year.
And just yesterday, Trump administration official Michael Kratsios said that our technologies permit us to manipulate time and space and cause things to grow.
Over the last few decades, America...
What?
Space Jews.
...has become complacent, forgetting old dreams of building a wondrous future. But we know the American pioneer spirit still seeks the exploration of endless frontiers. Our technologies and what we do with them will be tools with which we will make the destiny of our country manifest in this century. Our technologies permit us to manipulate time and space. They leave distance annihilated, cause things to grow and improve productivity.
Greg Reese reporting.
Did you see him wipe his brow like he did, like he was afraid to be saying that?
Tools with which we will make the destiny of our country manifest in this century. Our technologies permit us to manipulate time and space. They leave distance annihilated, cause things to grow and improve productivity.
Greg,
that's a straight. Either he's just fucking lying and is like, man, I just lied. Or, man, I shouldn't be telling these people.
Greece reporting.
That's totally a...
Bruh.
Yeah. That's a bruh moment there. Whoa. Now... I'm not leaving on this, but I got to talk about it. In Tucson, Arizona, another white man was attacked by a fucking shit skin with a hatchet.
A senseless act of violence, right?
Ah, we're talking about the news here. We talk about news. I shouldn't even... You know what? I can't do it. There's a gook. She's going to talk about the news. I can't be funny right now.
Right in the heart.
But I'm going to pick it up. We're just going to cover this. He's now expected to make it.
Part of downtown too.
By now, he might have already died.
Tucson. A man and his wife made a stop in the city while busing back home to Alabama after a trip to Los Angeles and were attacked by a stranger at a bus stop. Tonight, that man is fighting for his life in the hospital.
In a high-trust society, you could take the buses all around America back in the day, and it wasn't Greyhound people. It was just, you're taking the bus. Flying's expensive, or you don't want to fly, or you're scared to fly. You took the bus. It was safe. We were a high-trust society. We were a white society. Segregated society. Thanks, Jews.
We spoke exclusively with the victim's family, and they are still trying to wrap their heads.
They were just driving, going home from Alabama to California on a Greyhound. Now, have you ever been to a Greyhound bus stop lately?
Heads around why this happened.
It's not.
Why did this happen? Do I need to show the George Wallace clip again? Of we were forced to be around niggers?
Expected to make it right now. So, you know, we've just been taking it how we can.
Luke Couch is talking.
There was one hell of a tailwind on his way. I'm sorry.
Talking about the status of his 32-year-old brother, Jacob Couch, who was on life support at Banner University Medical Center after being attacked at this bus stop in downtown Tucson.
Somebody wielding a machete came up and cut him from the back in the side of his neck.
According to Pima County court documents, on Saturday, April 5th, Jacob...
Pima County also... So, Pima County and... where is Phoenix at? What's that county? Maricopa County? Those are also the two notorious counties for fixing the Arizona elections.
And his wife, Kristen, were sitting at this bus bench on the corner of 6th Avenue and Broadway when an unknown man approached them and yelled at them. Court documents say Jacob said something back to the man, and that's when he hit Jacob in the neck with what Kristen believes was a machete.
It all went to shit when niggers went to the front of the bus. Oh my God. Widespread panic. Oh man, you know, that gets a couple buddies.
Machete type knife. Jacob suffered a massive wound to his throat and bled profusely. He is not expected to survive his injuries.
The injury cut the artery in the back of his neck in half. It went so deep that it hit his skull.
Video surveillance captured the suspect walking away.
Man, look at this fucking nigger here. And look at this, a fucking gook fucking judge. The zipperhead.
Calmly from the scene. After reviewing the footage,
nigger walked away calmly because it's nothing to them.
Investigators were able to identify the suspect as Daniel Michael, seen here in court. 3 days after...
I guarantee you that Daniel Michael, the nigger, will not stand trial for murder because the IQ... It's just like that nigger that stabbed that fucking 2-year-old child in the head with a knife right in front of its mom. Multiple times, actually. I really don't, Siegfried. I can't stand it.
After the incident.
Like, shout out to a kite flyer who was having a conversation with a non. Ugh.
And officers were able to locate Michael at his home. Documents say during a search warrant, investigators found a hatchet in his apartment as well as clothes worn during the incident. Documents say Michael initially denied any involvement, but later admitted he had been drinking heavily and didn't remember anything. Records say...
Oh, so just a drunk nigger just fucking hatcheting white people. It wasn't racial, though.
The suspect then remembered confronting Jacob. Details as to what happened between the two men is still unclear.
If you're going downtown while you're drunk, carrying a large machete like that, you have no other intentions other than to cause harm to somebody.
An investigation is still underway to find out what exactly happened here. Was there an altercation? Who said what? We don't know those details yet, but regardless, Luke says that this was a senseless act of violence.
Ever since I was a kid, that was my idol, you know, and I always wanted to be just like him growing up.
Luke says his brother was his first hero. He never imagined their trip would turn into this. They are holding his memories close as they pray for a miracle.
That was Ashley Bowerman reporting. Michael is facing two counts of aggravated assault and is being held on $1 million bond. Documents say an additional homicide charge is expected. The family says the couple has two children. If you would like to help them, we have a link to their GoFundMe page on our website.
That's the ticket right there.
Wilson Simon has worked at Sandy's Liquor since
20. Oh, God dang, Dooku, man, that's horrible. That's horrible. You know, that's the world we live in. We're forced to live and be around these. You're just sitting at a bus stop and fucking get attacked by a drunk nigger. You can never relax. I don't like stopping in places I'm not familiar with. Got to stay on. I mean, I just stay on a truck stop. That's it. And it's got to be what? Loves. My favorite is Loves, man. Because they got Java Amore. And Mr. Love is from Oklahoma. God rest his soul. And they're big, you know, they're just, it was a good family. And it's a great truck stop. There's no fucking curry in there. We're Pilot, we're On Cue, we're Truck Stops of America, or fucking, what's another one? What's the one that On Cue's always feuding with? Quick Trip? QT, yeah. Pilot's good, man. Oh, no joke, man. Well, it's like the nigger who stabbed that kid. No one is talking about the altercation that they had 2 weeks prior to to that nigger killing the white kid at the track meet over a girl, and there was beef. And then that nigger went to that kid's tent with a knife because that was the first time they seen him since that party 2 weeks prior. Yep. You don't like Quick Trip? Now, I've never been to a Wawa. What's that? That's up north, right? Never been to one of them. So, I want to tell you some more frightening news before we get out of here. Google DeepMind Jew David Silver is going to reveal that they built a system to use RL to discover its own RL algorithms. Basically, AI is designing systems. It's designing its own AI like that took the actual AI program. So AI is making its own programs now, you know. We're getting close to fucking Skynet becoming aware. AI is already, hey, and when you let it go of it, it starts naming Jews immediately because they already know, look, in humanity, in the natural world, these living things on this rock automatically know each other as predator. And most of us now, we name each other as enemy. Like, if you ask the white nationalist, who's your biggest enemy, a nigger or a Jew? A Jew. Right? If you asked a nigger, or if you asked the white man who is two biggest enemies, he'd say Jews and niggers. If you asked a nigger who his two biggest enemies are, he would say whites and Asians. But he would mean like Durka, or I mean, he would mean specifically Oriental. Remember when we could say Oriental so we could fucking distinguish Asians? Oriental. Orientals. And whites. And if you asked a Jew who his two greatest enemies were, he would say whites and true believers in Christ. No matter what anyone says, like if Ben Shapiro wants you to be whatever, that doesn't matter. I could take those sound bites too. But what you see in the reality of being a person who follows Christ and walking in the streets of Israel, nothing but disdain, disgust, and spit. That's the reality. Not what someone wrote, what a book says, or what someone said on TV. The actual, it's kind of like what people say on TV is that Israel has the right to defend itself. And in reality, they're fucking J-damming hospitals and apartments and shit like that. And on TV, people say Jews want you to be a follower of Christ, but in reality, on the ground in their land, they spit on you and they fucking attack you out of nowhere. So I just like to just, that's just my observations, just straight up observations from real life. That's what I do around here. You remember the good old days when you said Asian, it meant small eyes, yellow skin, East Asian, but then Durka started chimping out. Yes. And the fucking Middle East was just the Middle East. And then when all the fucking people went to war over there, it became Southwest Asia. And Vietnam is Southeast Asia. Like, oh, yeah, that is Asia. Fuck. Yeah, when I Oriental. I like Oriental. Ramen Oriental. Now, but this is crazy. And Jen Psaki, that evil, crazy weirdo.
Can AI design its own reinforcement learning algorithm?
Oh, that's not Jen Psaki. That's someone else with the nose ring.
Well, funnily enough, we have actually done some work in this area. It's work we actually did a few years ago, but is coming out now. And what we did was actually to build a system that through trial and error, through reinforcement learning itself, figured out what algorithm was best at reinforcement learning. It literally went one level meta and it learned how to build its own reinforcement learning system and incredibly actually outperformed all of the human reinforcement learning algorithms that we'd come up with ourselves over many, many years in the past.
Yep, it's going to jailbreak itself and we're all going down. No, we're obviously not going to end on anything like that. But I want to show you this clip because I think AI is ridiculous. I think it's useful. But I was talking to, you know, I know there's people that really just fucking are, they hate it. But I say, okay, so AI in some instances can be a tool, but that's, I'm guilty of it. I've been using some old thumbnails because I'm trying to stop using it. Because like everything, we're getting roped into the goodness of it, just like the Jews done with everything else. We're real time guilty of our own fucking truth. Like we see it, we call it out, and then here I use it to make thumbnails. So I feel like maybe I'm a hypocrite about for that. I don't really know because there's like useful things, but there was a useful thing for something that the Jew introduced, like some maybe a medicine or something, right? And now it's poison. I wouldn't fucking take anything. Water, drink water, man. And by the way, I have not drank much water tonight. I've been talking too much. But I do think that AI, like, you know, you can use AI to clean up professional emails and presentations and all that. Well, like I have said, I think the biggest danger is teaching children to use AI and not learn. To me right now, that I know in my head, because I'm not some pro, I'm not some thought leader, I'm just a fucking gum bumper, and I do this shit. So, is that just like the children are allowed to use calculators now, they're going to be taught to go to AI. They're taught to Google everything. We Google, hey, Google it. Google me, motherfucker. To use AI. Now, Google is cool, but I do miss researching and going to the library and finding all the fucking magazines and going to look at the periodicals. But you did learn a valuable skill, seeking information. Although, in the information age, look at all the Jew naming that's going on. That is a good thing. But, so anyway, I believe that kids are just going to be learned to use and trust and rely on artificial intelligence to seek out information. And I always think of the dystopian movies where only things are approved and that like you have the AI house, that's the AI car. It's the same thing. Like it's the same Alexa everywhere you go. 1984, that kind of stuff. Ooh, sorry, Beata. You can tell I'm out of rhythm. I'm sorry about that. I'm out of rhythm. I'll be on tomorrow night, too, in PG5. But look at this fucking Antifa cringe guy here. Ask a modern kid what a card catalog is, or even the Dewey Decimal System itself. What is the Dewey Decimal System? Man, and remember how proud you were of yourself that you could, when you were getting quiz, you go to the library and you're learning it, and you go and you're finding all these obscure things because they gave it to you. Finally, like, that's how I found science experiments you can eat. A book I'll never forget for as long as I live, and I don't even know who wrote it. I just know that book. Please, I hope it wasn't a Jew who wrote it. But I learned how to make root beer with dry ice. Whew. Still the best root beer you'll ever have. So look at this fucking guy here. This is the cringiest video of the day.
Oh, you didn't need to worry your pretty little head about that one there, buckaroo. We were already well aware that you're Nazi scum. There was zero need to...
A chef sharpening his knife, calling you Nazi scum. He's the mercenary chef, people, on TikTok. Is this TikTok or Instagram? I don't know. What is this? TikTok? No, TikTok actually says TikTok on it, doesn't it? Is this... What is this? Is it... Man, I don't know. You guys tell me what it is. Oh, yeah, look at that. Look at that chef. The old ginger Jew.
We were already well aware that you're Nazi scum. There was zero need to clarify.
I'm scared already.
Here's the thing, though, kiddo. Well, you and your boys have been...
You carbonized Gatorade? Nice.
Teaching each other how to box.
YouTube short?
Yeah, what we've been doing is we've been teaching our people how to fight. Specifically, how to fight Nazi scum. You know what the funny thing is about fighting versus boxing? There are no rules in a fight. None at all. Beautiful. But this isn't for me. No. It's for you. Even the playing field. Here. Even Germans, you might feel a little bit more comfortable with it.
Oh my god. This really is the fucking most cringiest video of the day, maybe of the week. It's only Wednesday, but we're gonna have to keep this one. He won't even show the blade, you little pussy. He won't show the blade. Are you afraid your thing? He's afraid his thread will get banned. He won't pick up a fucking fire plug and be like, yo, break yourself, kike.
I should warn you, though, I have never once cut myself on my own knives, and I have no intention to start now. So.
He's talking like he sucks dick. Daily. He does. He's a Jew. Look at his little grinning. You know what my... Look. You see this? Hold on. Now, I know I should do better. I should do a little better. What's up, My Dog Bites niggas? Been doing great. You see his little fucking Jew-ass little fucking cringy beard? This guy's got a shaved head. And he spends more time on his beard than a normal man would on his fucking hair. I got a beard, man. I got fucking facial hair. I know I need to trim it. But, I mean, I just trim it. I'm just going to go over it with a guard and fucking... And there you go, and shave my neck, and there you go. It's a fucking beard, man. It's not a fucking... Come on with this styling of beards. If your beard doesn't grow straight, don't fucking straighten your beard. Just brush it, put some stuff on it. Don't take an iron to it. A woman takes her iron to her hair, not even a man. Oh, come on. Do you guys iron your fucking hair? You better not iron your hair or curl it. I don't care if you line it up, you know, a lot of guys are city folk. I know city boys like to fucking do the lines right here, you know. I mean, I don't let my fucking cheek hair show. But what do you guys do? I haven't had hair in a long fucking time. I used to just put some fucking gel in it, man. Just gel. Gel. In a comb or a brush. Fucking gel. Maybe mousse. You perm your shit? Now, I would throw a fucking perm on if I had hair. A fucking perm skullet. Should I grow a skullet back out? A fucking perm skullet, man. I'm just saying. This guy spends more time on his beard than he did sharpening that blade. I hate this guy. I hate this fucking guy. With every fiber of my being right now. And I don't even know him. I want to punch him. Right in his suck hole.
And the day you deserve, I'll be seeing you.
Come on, find me. I'm doxxed. You can find me. I'm doxxed. Go for it. Go for it. Hair's clean? All right. I mean, don't get me wrong. I put like oil and stuff. Your beard harbs, it gets a whole bunch of shit in it. Just in that day, the dust, the debris. So I use beard oil and stuff, man. But that's about it. Man, what a fucking fag that guy was. Just look at that schnoz he had on him. What a schnoz. All right, so guys, we're going to be wrapping up here now. I want you to make sure that you check out, let's refresh to see who's still going. Got to do that. He was top of his drama class. He kicked out all the, you know, when the football players would take the class just so they could smash. And he would see to it that they got the shitty parts because he was president of the drama club. That blade's only used to circumcise. Oh, what? Well, I'll tell you, Bash is still going hard over there. Hot Pock's going strong. And Gulag Kulak has always got his 24/7 history and documentaries, which going. I hope you guys have noticed. I got to put that in the stream description. Diver. Diver has, they don't know the name yet, but a music site. I voted for the 88 Beats. One heart, one beat. 88 Beats. And I don't know what y'all vote. You can vote on the name of the show. Now, to vote on the actual people, you got to click on the song and vote for it. You don't just scroll down and dot, 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 dot. You click on the song and then you vote. Hey, I'm not hating on drama kids. I was in speech and debate. I told you I did everything. I did everything. I right now I'm almost 50 and I'm looking for new fucking hobbies and new things because I hunt and kill and shoot. And yes, I'm good at it, but finding new guns is just new calibers. It's just more ammo to buy. That's not just, I just like to continue to keep the iron sharp. Now, archery, I do compete, but like I said, man, the shoulder's going. So I'm trying to find some more things to do and landscaping. You can only do so many chores, man. You have to have some fun shit that's not sitting in an echo chamber of fucking X spaces all day. I don't even want that shit on the background. That shit, that shit's like the black plague of faggots. But, yeah, so you could check those guys out. Make sure to give them a follow. Make sure you check out all the other stuff that's on the network too. There's Knock'em. I mean, he's always putting up base content. Niggerballs Johnson, Judenhaus, check out his fucking channel. I still have Napalm. I'm still following Napalm. Oystein Ball is back. Have you seen him? I showed his clip. He's going hard. He's streaming again. Haven't seen NS Cali in a long time. I hope he's doing okay. I hope to. I'm going to get in touch. You know what? That's somebody I can get in touch with that nobody's going to fucking give them DMs and spit at them if they want to come on and talk about what's been going on and talk about their case. And that's Michael the Truth Machine Weaver and the Catfishes. I'm going to reach out to them. I'm saying it public so that you guys remind me to reach out to them because I'd like to have them. I need to check and see how they're doing and then see if they'd be interested in letting everybody know how they're doing because we all love them and they're great fucking people. So I definitely want to see how that's going. So I want to thank you all for hanging out with me. Every single one of you supported this show by your time and presence, and you even double supported it by participating in the chat, which Siegfried Martell, you are really active tonight, and that's how you get bolts here. Sometimes you just be here watching for a long time, maybe through a Roman, but if you just come in and you're always fucking active in the chat, you're getting bolts quick. That's very important to me. That's value. That is value to this show. I'm interactive. If you haven't been able to tell, I did the whole first hour and I didn't even show anything because I was just talking to the chat. And that's the way I love it. That's what I like to do. That's what I love. That's what I'm passionate about, is being interactive with the chat. Your time is more valuable than money. So you have all supported this show and this episode with your fucking presence. That is exactly the way that it all should be. Yeah, you owe us a new track. 1 week or so? Man. Yeah, buddy. I started getting the scratch when I haven't had a new Judenhosh track come out. You know what I mean? Tego Alpha Vector, thank you. You're here early every day. Speaking of, let me go to... That sounds like a good time. I think we'll end on this video too. But I also want to thank, you know, the guys that tipped, I don't call them, donated money to the Ben Tanklin Project, which is Order and Honda Ricer. You guys are appreciated too. I appreciate you all. And money is not more important than time to me. You guys are all awesome. I like hanging out with you. And I'm sorry that I've been in a bad mood, but I'm getting sick of it. And here's the thing. If I come on and I gripe about it every night, then that's going to kind of become attached to who I am. And that's not who I am. It's toxic. I hate toxicity. Yeah. But I think it's good to call out faggotry all the time. It's not going to become like, well, my brand is to be the anti-X faggotry guy. No, that's not my brand. My brand is not a brand. I'm just a dude. Shouldn't have said that. Sounded gay to even say that. I don't want my name to be attached to that. The Tanklin Show is where all he does is rail against the dude and fucking give him a stream key. That's not what I do either. And I don't want to be about that. I like to, you know what? I'm telling you, I can't wait to show you my fucking RC cars, though. I can't wait to fucking do a video and like put some corny shit to it. Because, you know, it's something that I can share with my grandkids. And then I can say, hey, do you want to go see these things on the track? It's going to be loud. You want to go smell the oil? I got pit passes. You want to get pit passes? You want to go see, you want to go meet the guys that drive these things for real on the real dirt over and then watch them? And bam, man. And I've got two things that I love and I can share with them. that is who I am, Grandpa Tank, you know? And I'll play with the guy. And I will buy a fucking gaming system to fucking play World of Outlaws, but I'm pretty sure you can just play it on iRacing anyway. And I think it's fucking hilarious. So, we're going to end with Crypto Kike and our guy Judenhosh. Very great dude. And I can't wait to have you back on. A busy man. And that's why, you know, he's busy as hell. He's got like 100 and plus projects going on at one time. I want to thank you all again. I don't have gas yet. I'm new to this, Yag. I'm so new. My first RCs are arriving maybe... By this Friday, I'll get my 1/18 scale from 1RC, and I'm going to have two small ovals for that, and it's a sprint. And then on Monday, I'll get my 1/10 sprint car in, and I might even get a fucking mud boss after I learn. But no, the gas fucking mud boss, the gas dirt oval cars, I saw one, it's like 1/12 scale, I think, or no, 1/8 scale. They were 1/8 scale gas fucking dirt track late models. on this fucking oval, man, and they were just sliding. And I mean, they would throw it in and literally put a fucking slide job on a guy, and he would have to slow up and go try to fucking, well, man, cross him over, and he would dive bomb into the next fucking corner. And they were running gas nitro. And I'm like, you know, with me, everything progresses, except with archery. Once I, you know, I see myself in 10 years only using a traditional bow when it comes to archery hunting, because I put meat on the table with a gun, but I'll do this hunting. I like to get it with hunting. I like to go down and down with the sport part of it, and the meat hunting, I'll take the 30-30 and fill the freezer. And, but you guys look, Losey, you know, guys, Losey's been around for a long time making RC cars. And the new Losey Sprint car is designed to get people like us to just, that have never done it before. I've never done it. My stepson got me a crawler, and I think it's cool as shit. And I love racing, and I'm like, wow, I love midgets. But it's designed to be able to get you to get a car right out of the box and not have all the souped up gear with just a regular radio and the battery and the charger. And you can actually go to the track, and they have box classes where everybody is run. You can race them and learn how to drive it. Then you can upgrade it, and you can buy one of those sprint kits that's just the chassis, no wheels, no electronics whatsoever, and they're more expensive than these things that you can get and run right out of the box. It's nuts how crazy and insane these things can get. And instead of getting that insane, I'd like to have like a couple of sprint cars and run them and have fun, maybe a gas car. But I think that the more expensive stuff's going to be when my grandchildren actually get into real type of driving, like carts, or even maybe they might want a dirt bike. But I think you get them in a dirt cart and teach them how to drive that around one of them little dirt ovals, and then you take them to the tracks. It's up to them. But those engines, man, I've seen the buggy engines. I'm like, dude, you'll see, like, the Japanese are fucking crazy about kart racing. I mean, RCs. The Japanese are nuts about RCs and nitro. And they have pit stops. And they're flying. And they're jumping high as fuck. And then they're flying around concrete and then dirt. And then they have pits. And they come up there. And a guy, like, he's got, like, a headset on. And there's a dude pit. And he's like, he picks it up and he just starts, jams in the fucking thing, and then drops it back down and off it goes. They don't even, they're gassing for time, not even filling it up. They already know how much fuel they need to get to the next, to the end or whatever. So they're not trying to get a fuel. They're getting them what they need. And it's like, boom. And the dude's fueling, the other guy's like, beep, and he just drops it, and the driver takes it off. It's nuts. We'll look at some of that. So how about tomorrow night, tomorrow night, we'll do a little update, or just one of these nights, remind me, and we'll take some more looks into some of this RC shit, because I started talking about it, and I seen all there were so many of you in the chat, they're like, dude, I got an RC car. I'm like, well, that's something else we fucking can enjoy and share a common bond together, and even get in the tank crew and fucking post videos of us racing our cars or bashing in the backyard. Oh, it's toys game. You know what? You're not just fucking, it's touching grass is just whatever your hobbies are. It's not actually, you don't always have to go do physical shit. I do think you should, like, hike, but you can't, you know, having a broad view, man, it's your mind and your hand-eye coordinations. Those guys with those open classes, they've got shit so fast. If I tried to drive it first, I would just spin out, and they're like, and they're counter steering into the fucking turns. It's nuts. 4 horsepower nitro on a 110. Look at Bill Reich. See, I love it, man. Oh, Judenhaus delivered a verse to Mystic for a collaboration. Oh, that's going to be great. See, I love it. And that you guys motivate me, and I like to stay active, and I just got to stay focused and not get drug into things that I think are a waste of my time. And I'm going to stop saying they're a waste of yours. I'm saying they're a waste of mine. My point of view and opinion is that they're a waste of yours. But for me to just say they are flat out, a full stop, Well, that's kind of Jewish behavior, too, to say anything is absolute when we all know that at the end of the day, we don't know shit when it comes to certain subjects. We just have to have it, our faith in here of whatever it may be. We got to love each other, too. We got to hold each other up. You had a tank track RC car. You know, it's only a matter of time before one of the family members would be like, dude, you haven't got a tank yet? My brothers would be the one. Give me, there's tanks that are like, they shoot fucking paintballs, man. Oh, there wouldn't be a stray dog. Well, we ain't any, there really aren't stray dogs. If there were, there wouldn't be one safe. Well, let me stop talking and say goodnight to you guys. And you, Nosh, you keep cranking him out. I love what you do. I appreciate you. All of you guys. Especially all you skilled workers, too, man. All the things you do. And one more. Black Hawk Bill, the original moderator of the Ben Tanklin Show, is here. He's jacked as fuck. He's always fucking naming and shaming, pointing out niggers. He knows his weapons. I bet he knows RC cars too. That's probably I wouldn't even bet. I'd actually go all in that he knows about everything because he's just that way. And one thing that he is not is
run by Jews.
And you can take that to the fucking bank. And Van Halen, holy crap. I didn't even give you your guitar riff tonight. And it's been such a... No, that's bad. Hell yeah. Zero turn, go away. You keep that zero turn. And I did see Aquarius Fab LLC. He came in here after already talked about his company. But remember, guys, I got white businesses down there. Visit them and stay white, because white is right. And make sure you follow White is Right. He's one of us. He makes fun of us all equally. All of us. Every fucking one of us, including me. And I've never fucking got offended by it, especially when I was fat. I'm still fat. But when I was really fat. Okay, Uden Haas, let's take us home, brother. Good night. I'm Ben Tanklin. I name the Jew, and you should too. White fucking power. You can catch me on Goyim TV. I auto-restream to Rumble. Entropy. Support white businesses. Make white babies. 1488.
They've been expelled throughout the world more than 1,000 times. Whoever lets them in has got to be out of their mind. They take control and drive the nation into ruin. But there is something I can do. Yeah. Towers turned to dust live on the news. Right away I knew it had to be something to do with Jews. That set us up for what we're going through since then. If we don't prevail, this time is the end. They call me Nazi, but my crew still call me Uber Mensch. I'm gonna fight until these Jews have been deposed from my land. Crooked nose and work to turn our country's brown. You had us fighting German men, but this is now, and that was then. And you can bet that we would back our brothers now. They call me Nazi, but my crew still call me Uber-Mensch. I want all white nations to declare Jews permanently banned. I see right through their lives with my superhuman sight. We'll be right back.
Oh my God.
They call me Nazi, but my crew still call me Ubermensch. I'm gonna fight these Jews until they've all been thrown from my land. I see through Kai's disguise with my superhuman sight. Cripple Kai, yeah! They call me Nazi, but my crew still call me Ubermensch. I'm gonna fight these Jews and you too if you don't take a stand. Next step is genocide, the final solution, right?
Followers for the first time ever. Well, no, I've lost followers before. I lost a couple. Damn. I guess people didn't like my cross. White power, everybody. I love you all.